You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Lewis.
Yeah?
How do you shave that little Puerto Rican mustache?
You know, usually I buy razor brands. I'm not going to name any other razor brands, but I buy other razor brands.
Are they expensive?
They're very expensive. I feel like I'm just throwing money out the window, usually.
Do you know why they're expensive?
I really don't even know why they'd be
I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you. Dan, do you know why?
No. All I know is every time I go to shave my legs, I'm like, I can't keep wasting money on these razors.
Yeah, you know why? Because they got to pay these gazillionaire athletes millions of dollars to do these ads, jump over hoops, and run through the darkness into rain.
It's called slam dunking and yards.
Wait, what sport were you just describing?
It's a fantasy sport I made up that I want to happen.
Do you watch Harry Potter and think it's a real sport?
Well, that's really why they got to do this. They got to pay these millions of dollars for advertising.
And that does nothing for Dan's inner thigh.
No, and I don't think, and I think you've confused sports with lion taming.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a scam. These razors shouldn't cost that much. And here, you know what? Finally, they don't, because I made the switch, and you guys should too. To DollarShaveClub.com. DollarShaveClub.com sends amazing quality blades and other cool bathroom stuff right to your door for a couple bucks a month. It couldn't be easier. Right to your door. You don't have to go out to CVS in the middle of the night and grab the razors. You ding dong, except for Lewis, because the UPS guy won't deliver packages to you because you almost beat him up. But for the rest of us who aren't savages, we can get them right to our house.
Wait, did you say savage?
Oh, yeah. I got to shave this beard.
So it's kind of like the Netflix for shavers.
Unbelievable.
Wow, did
exactly.
You just come up with that?
Yeah.
It's quick thinking.
And you know what? I think DollarShaveClub.com's blades are actually better than those blades.
They're better.
And signing up couldn't be easier. Just go to DollarShaveClub.com, pick your razor plan. There's different plans. They have three to choose from. And then every month, like clockwork, you get your package in the mail with Dollar Shave Club blades. And they got other great stuff, too, like Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter for your neck so you don't get that bumble neck.
Love butter.
Butter.
And One Wipe Charlie's and the peppermint-infused butt wipes for men. You ever use those?
Wait, seriously?
I swear to God.
Peppermint ass wipes?
You understand, peppermint is a healer. A natural hero. So you wipe your ass with these peppermint.
That's why you have peppermint tea when you're sick, though. Yeah,
makes sense. It helps your ass. It tightens the pores of your ass.
Well, this butt is about to get all sorts of tight.
So thanks to DollarShaveClub.com, you'll never forget to buy blades again. All right, you'll never get nicked up and squeezing out too many shaves out of your last razor, which I do all the time because you run out. You don't
just
have one.
Did it.
You use it again. All of a sudden, you cut your neck. I shave my head.
I can't even imagine that.
Unbelievable. My wife uses my razor because she doesn't have one, and all of a sudden, I got her friggin' thick leg hair messing up my blades.
She
not anymore.
It. She does it for you.
Well, not anymore. So I'm telling you, man, I love this company. I switched over. I really did. I love it.
DollarRazor.com?
No.
DollarShaveClub.com.
DollarShaveClub.com, man.
DollarRazor.com. That's those phonies.
So go and say no. Say no to Big Shave Company, millionaire athlete, ridiculous priceless. Join me.
Big Shave
and
Company.
And the folks, you know, at the folks, what? What are you going to say?
I was going to say they've controlled our government for too long.
Occupy Shave Street.
It's true. Join me and the folks at You Know What, Dude.
You Know What, Dude.
Me.
You Know What, Dude.
Join my fans and hundreds of other thousands of guys who've upgraded to the smarter way to shave, okay? Visit DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly today. Shave time, shave money. Say that. Good, say it.
Shave time and shave money.
Go to DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. Make the switch.
Do it.
Be a real ass dude, right, Lewis?
Be a real ass dude. Make the switch.
And have a real smooth ass face. Huh? I just thought of that one.
That's right. Go right now. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly today.
Smooth ass face.
Welcome to the funniest podcast. best on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hat. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up, everybody? This is a special edition of the You Know What Dude podcast. Chris Scopo's working everything by himself because Kelly Festuca had a fucking 8-minute open mic spot in Long Island City. Helps. Yeah, why be on a fucking podcast with a bunch of famous people? Just go do a fucking cave spot somewhere. Anywho, good save, Chris.
Thank you.
We got a very special Thursday night show. We were going to do it live, but I'm an eggplant, and I forgot my computer back in Westchester. I just walked the fuck out. The baby fucked me up.
Yeah.
Because I was the bang, oh, I love you. And then I felt bad because I feel like, and then I left. And then I'm all the way down here, and I'm not going fucking back to Westchester to get a computer. So there's no live. This was going to be live. But I think it's better not live because we're going to have beautiful video. No problems. I don't have to worry about shit. I don't have to worry about anything. It's going to be a fucking great episode, and I'm going to have it. I'm not going to have to worry about something cutting out or him hitting the wrong button. And we got a very special show because of the people that are here. We have, to my left, should I announce you last, right?
It's the right thing to do, yeah.
Yeah, it's the right thing. It's the respectable thing. I mean, and I do respect you guys. To my right, we have...
But I don't respect you guys. Got
well,
it.
Well, I probably should do you last then, because I respect you. I should do you second to last, because I do respect you after them, but before him.
Okay.
So Chris Scopo is here. And then I have Taylor.
What's happening?
Who was on your... You were the first time?
I was
time,
just here. Like
just
the
here for
day
the
before
first
yesterday.
Time. And I liked you so much...
Well, thank you.
That I wanted you back.
You told me I was handsome. That made me feel
unconventionally good looking.
Yeah.
Big difference.
You know what? He gave me that weird compliment also the first time we met. He goes, because somebody said, you know, if there's a girl in the room, are you hitting on her? And he says something like, yeah, I mean, I like women who look weird. Like, they have, like, a weird, interesting look. And I'm just like, I guess that's a compliment. No, like, I think he just said something nice.
Well, he's saying that he likes... He thinks it's sexy that no one else thinks you're sexy.
Right,
no,
right.
I don't. What I'm saying is, because I'm right here.
You have a thing that's just like
guys,
just for me.
Guys,
only.
Yeah. He is right here. Oh. So, anyway,
what he's saying. I like a no competition chick. I can't believe you think Taylor's good. He looks like the guy in a western who's about to get shot.
I don't like what people think are, you know, what other people, you know, everybody says is beautiful isn't really beautiful to me. For some reason, I don't like models. It just does nothing for me.
I just feel that there's a rephrasing in there.
Somewhere. I like a nose.
That sounds strangely insulting.
I like a nose. I like a fucking weird tooth.
You like,
I
like soul. You like misfits.
I like.
Just looking at her face, going, I like a weird tooth.
Yeah, yeah.
A nose.
If the nose is as large as you can tell that she was raised Jewish, I'm so in.
You're Jewish?
Fuck you.
You technically have all the body parts. I'm in.
We have to the right. We have. Pat Dixon from the popular podcast
New York City Crime Report, and for once the most conventionally good looking person in the room.
Yeah.
That is rare.
Yes,
believe me.
And the best posture in the room.
Why,
thank
you. Yeah, I like to sit up straight, you know, because I got a lot of lumps in my back.
You sit in a chair like it's a stool.
Yeah.
You know, you're so ugly to Robert Kelly.
I know.
It's so sad.
It's too bad. Yeah, he likes those unconventional good looks. You know, the ones that everybody else hates.
You're unconventionally good. Wait a minute. You're not that. That? You're not conventionally good looking at all.
No, just here I am.
Dude, when you talk, that vein that comes out in your forehead, I like that. I like your hairline.
Please don't do me.
Yeah.
I like your... No!
You got a little belly, but you're skinny. I like it.
Yeah, but me with my shirt off is the most unconventionally good looking thing there is. That's the worst.
Are you nervous? Why are you tapping? Why is your leg going nuts?
I've been eating a lot lately, you know, these little Adderall pills. I can't stop eating them. They're delicious.
Are you you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Why are you taking that?
Because I'm depressed.
Jesus Christ. Don't we go to the same therapist?
Yes.
What the fuck is he doing?
He suggested it.
He did not.
He did.
So you just got on him?
Yeah.
So you're not used to it yet?
No. I've been on him a while. I think just got on him, just without considering it. And yeah, that's true.
Is Adderall? Adderall's what the college kids take to focus.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess. Or they,
yeah,
they want
to take that a lot in college.
Yeah, I didn't know about it in college. You know, I never heard of it.
I don't think it was that. I don't think it was that as widespread back in the
20s.
Well, you know,
right?
You're a little bit older than me, but we're close to the same age. Yeah. I think. You know,
no, it wasn't around. Early 90s.
To my left, we have. We have
in order of respect,
very, very, very cool people. Two of my favorite people. I mean, I'm not their favorite, but they're two of my favorites, and I will get to that. Explain that later.
You're so pretty.
I am. I think I like you more than you like me.
Are you talking to me or him?
I'm talking to both of you as a team, as the Keith and the girl team.
Really?
I have Keith and the girl here. Keith being Keith and the girl being Chemna.
Hey, buddy.
And
Can I interject on that? Because you said you're not sure. But I was afraid. If you cut to the video of last time you were on our show, mm-hmm. I am afraid that if people are watching me, they're like watching with hearts coming out of my face.
Really?
Yes.
Not really you, Chemna.
I knew I wasn't in the video. See, but, Keith makes me look bad.
No, it's not really. But here's something that I learned yesterday. And it made me feel terrible. It fucking made me feel awful. Neither one of you are following me on Twitter. I follow you. So that means you were following me and made a decision.
I have not unfollowed anyone.
The way you're saying it, though, your following means nothing. You were just following because I must have followed you?
I was following you because I like you. That's the code. There's a code. Even if you don't like my tweets, your rants. I mean, some nights you go off, Keith. Some nights I got to hear about there's mixtures of sports and Democrats and Jesus, and it's all mixed into with comic books, and there's just, what the fuck, for nine you and your baby photo. And I'm like, that's my friend. I got to take the hit. Take up my timeline, Keith, because apparently you got something to say tonight. Even though I don't agree with any of it, I'm going to fucking let it roll because that's the fucking deal. You understand? You?
Yes.
I followed you from the get-go.
I thought I was following you.
No. No. So you know what? I had to make a decision last night too, which I didn't want to make.
Right.
Which I felt it brought. I'm in my office in Westchester by myself late at night going, this doesn't make sense. And then I go to Keith and the girl. Wait, maybe just the website as a whole. Maybe as a team they do that. They don't. Not even the fucking website.
I follow like no
one. Oh, shit.
Sweet Jesus.
Keith.
First of all, we could hear
now we have
you
two
downstairs.
Keiths.
Downstairs.
You're welcome.
All the way in the fucking hallway.
Man, one of the best comedians in New York and Rich Voss just showed up.
Now, look at this. What happened? Red Eye was booked tonight? Anyhow. You have really famous people tonight. You got Keith and the girl here. Look at that. That's unbelievable. Let's go.
Yeah. Boss, she came in with nothing.
Boss came in with...
That would be you.
Can you not ruin a nice podcast?
Fuck your podcast. We're going to do what we want.
All right, sit down.
I'm not sitting nowhere.
Not you. I was talking to fucking Rich. Sit down.
Did I move over enough?
It's like doing the fucking Anne Frank podcast up here.
Oh, God. Oh, you come in with nothing. So I was talking that they don't follow me on Twitter. Even if the person stinks, if you're friends with them, you got to follow them. You follow Voss. Voss follows you.
No, I don't. I only follow like 20 people.
Me too.
I follow you. You don't follow me?
Please. How hard is it to follow you?
Voss, somebody's making it uncomfortable. I think it's not Voss. It's absolutely not Voss.
You guys know Keith Robinson,
waiting
by the way.
For, yeah. Fuck that shit. I want attention and Keith.
Keith, that's Chemna from Keith and the Girl. And that's Pat Dixon. And this is Taylor. Yeah.
What's
Taylor
what's
from
up,
American
man?
Idol.
Yeah.
American Idol?
No.
Yeah, he was on American Idol.
All right, whatever, man.
I'm kidding. He's a stand-up comedian, you asshole.
Oh, we just haven't met. What's happening?
What's going on? Why you got, like, a podcast voice?
This is just how I talk. I'm sorry.
All right. He's like Dan Soder's uncle.
Why do you sound nice, Taylor? Why do you give a shit?
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what
about.
I like. Yeah. I knew she'd fucking step up and protect you. Good for you.
That's what
why
I'm
do you have
about.
A nice voice? Why do you grow your beard all nice?
Oh, shit.
Nobody.
Keith, anyway, can you sit down? Because
I don't want to sit down. I want to hover over. I want to ruin this podcast. Hover? And I
hover.
Leave.
Nobody hovers.
What
right?
What's the right
it's
one?
Hover, you yeah. fucking hover. Idiot.
Hover. I want to hover
sit down.
Over.
Sit down.
Stop bossing down. People around. We just want to ruin
sit.
Your
this
podcast
room.
And leave.
Hey, Keith, you look like you've been working out.
I have been
you
working out.
You understand?
Yes,
do you do any squats?
Yes, I have.
Can you squat on that right there just so I can see?
Why don't you squat on this right here?
Oh, it's too small.
Oh. No, it's not.
They
I've
were,
seen it.
They
it's
were
huge.
Wrong.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Listen, they call it big boy.
Show her a grower. Show her a grower.
Show her a grower.
That's a fuck. It, listen not. To me. It's a tree trunk. Listen to me. Right. Don't go.
Yeah,
listen
look at
to
that.
Me.
Look at that.
Then why, why does he work out?
I would love to be on your side. If he had a small dick, I would yeah. love. He has a big boy.
I got
him,
a big boy.
Kevin Hart, Artie Fuqua. Yeah.
You have the list in your brain?
There is.
What's the common thread here?
Loud on stage.
No, then Rich Voss would have a big penis.
When Keith comes, it swings from his cock over to Artie's. That's how big it is.
What's wrong, Voss? You're sick. You're all right.
So much pain I've right never, now. I've never seen you this bad.
I'm in so
like
much
you've,
pain.
You've,
I'm
you've in, just I'm made really everything worse.
You know what it is? He shaved, and it's taken away his funny.
I'm in so much pain.
Why are you in pain? Talking to the microphone. You. Have you ever done radio?
No.
Talking to the microphone.
I'm talking into the mic.
I'm talking.
I think talking. I either I have. He's got a sound guy and everything. This is fucking big.
Just go.
I have a. I think big. I have a herniation or something.
A herniation?
Where is it? Where is it?
In my ankle.
I'm serious. No, where is it?
Right down.
Right there.
Yeah. Will you sit down, Keith?
Could
please.
Be.
The light. We can't see it because you're black.
Oh, you motherfucker!
Just sit down and put the headphones me. On so you know when you're not talking over everybody.
I want to talk over. All right, I want to ruin your podcast.
I'll be funny. I don't want to ruin because I didn't know Keith and a girl were here.
Jesus.
I'm are. We had fun in L.A. together.
What are y'all talking about, man? Let's figure this out. What you talking about?
We're talking about how I don't follow him on Twitter because he keeps talking about his comedian friend's penises.
Well, fucking Norton doesn't follow me. He follows everybody.
Norton doesn't follow you?
No.
Stop it.
I swear to go to his thing right now.
Is this how we're really measuring friends?
Listen.
We were talking about this the other day. This is what Twitter makes us.
No. Nope. Okay, it's true. But listen, friends follow friends. That's it. No matter what. That's it. That's the rule.
But then I'll never read your shit.
I don't care if you read
it. Oh, okay.
I just
Done.
Need to know that you fucking hit a button and
Done.
Said approve.
This is what these people do. They have separate lists now. And so they put who they really want to follow. This is what I should do. Follow everybody and then put them in a nothing list.
Yeah.
And then another list I go to is people
but
I really
I had to,
read.
I had to unfollow you.
Have I ever texted you and you didn't text me back personally? Probably.
You don't even have my number.
Oh, well, I was taking a chance.
You know, when someone...
You like, don't even... We've never... Communicate.
Who's to say?
When somebody's semi-famous,
you came in and invited somebody, another comic, in front of me to your fun party on Sunday, and you didn't even fucking look at me, Keith.
You have a baby.
Yo,
baby.
You have a fucking baby too.
Hey,
and he's fucking killed babies.
Well,
wow. I thought I wasn't fun.
Listen, we've all. Killed
I am babies. Verified on Twitter, by the way. Is anybody else here verified?
No,
only one person.
How do you get verified? Okay. How many followers?
I don't even know how to do that. How do you get verified?
It's a secret. They won't. Oh, sorry. VH1 pays them in verify.
No, Bonnie's verified. I'm not. How many followers?
Your wife
you
is verified and you're not.
You have to be 7, pretty.
7,000 something.
You got 7,000. I got almost 40,000.
I got 66.
Man, I got 250 million followers.
You got fucking not even 1,000. You fucking asshole.
I got 250 million.
What does he care?
1 million below Justin Bieber. 1 million.
Do you know,
below.
You know what I hate when somebody semi-famous follows me and I look and I see they're following 4,000 people? Like, I thought I was special that they started following me, and then you see they just follow everybody.
So if you look, if you were on my Twitter and you saw that I wasn't following you, would you be like, what the fuck?
I unfollowed Norton, then I started following him again. Because I go, why wouldn't he follow me? We're like fucking friends forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, maybe you can realize from that that maybe Twitter is revealing that people are not really your friends.
That's what
maybe
I'm saying.
Right. Why don't you just
like
take
Keith,
it?
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what I think this is? You know what you guys sound like?
What?
You guys sound like a girl the day after she slept with someone. Why is he calling me? I was really good. I
that's the most
dick.
Misogynist thing I've ever heard.
I've never, I can't believe you said that.
That is disgusting.
So misogynistic.
Thank you.
Really infuriated me for you, Bob. Here's what infuriated me about this bitch, and I'm gonna just
what?
Say this.
Right. No, well,
no,
it's cool.
I'm
no.
Hold on.
You're only calling me bitch because you can't pronounce my name, you dick.
You got
dummy.
It's
you got to say who you're talking about. Is it Black Keith or White Keith? Which one? Call me Black Keith, guys.
Yeah, we got Black Keith and Keith from Keith and the Girl.
What's up, Black Keith?
Hey.
She just called you stupid in a very smart way.
Give me five on the black hand side.
Oh, shit. That just took it too much. It's too much.
I doubt it.
It's too soon.
Misogynist and racist. Wow.
Hey, first of all, put your headphones on because you do this on O&A. And you talk over everybody.
I didn't talk over anybody.
You just did.
Who did I talk over?
Because you're deaf in one ear and you always wind up to just have the headphones on.
Wait, like Keith talks so he can call me a bitch for a reason.
No. When you said to Robert, my good buddy Robert,
thank you.
I'll follow you, but I'm not going to read your shit.
I didn't say that.
You said you wasn't going to read what he was writing, right? No.
I hardly read Twitter anymore.
Okay.
But
You just said that. I'm not going to read
Black
whatever
Keith,
you say.
If I followed you, I would only read your tweets. I would skip everybody else.
Good girl.
Yeah.
No, she knows how to fucking just move you around a board, huh?
I love it. Just I'm easy.
You have a huge dick, but a weak spine. Just a mushy shithead you are.
Easy. I think I love her now.
I know it's good.
Well,
I'm going to learn to pronounce her name now.
You can take a week off and have Keith, Black Keith, step in for Black Keith and the Girl.
I see that.
Keith, can you go back in the hospital? I have
good.
Black Keith and the Girl is the shit. I like that. Let's pitch this, man. Let's pitch it. White Keith, you're done.
But you're going to call it like Black Keith and the Bitch. It's going to be horrible.
Black Keith and the Bitch is the
better. That is the shit.
Let's
come
do
on.
It. All right. Okay.
Black Keith and the Bitch.
But I get to call you Thug like every here and
sure.
again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And you get to like it.
And then you can do Keith and the Black Girl. Like that. It would be the Black Girl to take your place.
My point is I felt bad because I had to unfollow you guys. I had to.
Yeah, that's petty.
Why?
I had to, because that's the fucking rules.
I thought you were so fucking mature, and can't we learn off of you? No,
I'm not
you
mature
be a little
at all.
Baby.
Why, that's
well,
your assumption.
Yo, you guys
not a baby.
Got smartphones
why don't you be a
out.
Friend and fucking man up and follow somebody?
You don't even know that I don't have a baby, friend. I don't have a baby.
You said you had kids the last time I was on the show.
I never said that. How could I have accidentally said that?
That was Ron from Ron and Fez.
Can we clarify something?
It was another show.
Are you guys really friends?
Well, they're
I think I'll tell
you. Business friend.
I'm no, not your friend until I meet your baby.
Me and Chemna, I can say it.
Chemna?
Chemna.
Oh,
all right.
Are friends.
Friend.
Oh,
more
Hemna.
Than me and Keith, but I still thought we were. Showbiz is friends. Like we could. Like I liked you. If you needed anything
what?
From me, I'd give it to you.
He liked
you have
me.
To be in show
I did. I was a big fan. I mean, I when
was.
I follow you. I follow you on Twitter.
Right.
I did that. I found you and said click.
What was your favorite tweet of mine?
I don't read your shit. I don't. but you don't tweet as much as him. He goes on like last night. You went on some fucking crazy rant.
I probably wrote about five things about the State of the Union.
Bing, 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 bing. Right in a row.
Right.
Yeah. And there was football in there somewhere.
I don't follow
something.
You, but I have like...
Oh, there was football. It was the time for the Republicans' response, and I said, the Republicans are now set to receive. So there was football in
see?
There.
See? I read. Oh, I follow shit. Keith. I follow Voss.
Yeah.
I follow Pat Dixon. I do not follow Taylor.
I just started following you right
I'm going to follow you. That's the rule.
That's what I said. Get
you
your phones
it.
Out.
That's
and
the
follow.
Fucking rule. I don't like what you say, Keith.
Right. That's
I'm
not the
not
point.
A fucking, I'm not sitting there going, ho, ho, Keith's
right.
a hoot.
But you have
honey! honey!
Come
print, this, print this one out. We're going to want to read this again. He's a fucking genius. But I follow
right.
you because when people go to my, and they see you, here's the thing. When
right.
they go to my followers, they're going to go, oh shit, there's Keith from Keith. I want to follow him now.
You have gotten us so many followers. We are so disrespectful.
It's like this. It all helps each other
right.
out.
I didn't want to be a surface friend, a fake friend.
Well, you're not a fake friend. That's not fake. Fake friend
sounds
would be
pretty fake.
Right now, if you go, oh my God, Robert, I do follow yeah, you lied to me. That'd be fake.
You are pressuring them to follow you. You shouldn't have to pressure somebody you consider your friend. and follow, you know.
What would you rather? I babysit your friend or I follow you on? I babysit your kid or I follow you on Twitter?
Would you babysit my kid?
I would babysit your kid.
Would you babysit my kid?
I don't like to call 19. Your dick a baby, but I'll watch him for you.
I like that she's right on you, you dummy. You walked in there trying to ruin a show like you ruined barbecues in the summer, and she's fucking sticking it right to you, big boy.
She's turning me on.
I am following Bobby.
I follow you too. I follow you with your golf swings, your golf icon.
I had some good tweets today.
Well, I don't read.
God, what do you want to read? One of your tweets?
Read one tweet. We'll judge if it's funny. Go ahead.
What I had today?
Read the tweets and we'll judge if it's funny.
We'll compare it to Bonnie's.
Okay. Well, Bonnie. Bonnie's a brilliant writer. I'm a performer.
Can you read one of hers?
I don't follow her.
Perform
one
of her tweets.
No, read your tweet.
Oh,
boss.
Here
we
go. Someone read it for
Here's one I did today. Amanda Knox was found guilty. I want a retrial. Get it?
Hey, you didn't tweet that. Tell me you didn't tweet that. I'm unfollowing you right
that's
now.
A good I'm tweet. Unfollowing you too right now. I'm unfollowing.
No, I didn't tweet it. I meant to tweet
everybody
it.
Everybody unfollow.
He drafted it.
I drafted it.
Here we go. Rich
First
Voss,
of all, that's
unfollow.
A good no, don't unfollow me.
Why?
Because.
Why? Because you fucking stink. I'd rather follow Keith. He had some good stuff to say.
Thank you.
Well, let me hear what he had to say. Let me hear the tweets then.
I keep my phone off during radio shows. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's a. You know why? Because you're a professional.
I know. A bunch of beeps and bobs going on.
This is a podcast. Man, it's different.
Wait a minute. What the fuck are you saying?
No real fucking radio shows.
Why respect anything?
They do the podcast in the country.
They're the original podcast. You actually taught Marc Maron how to podcast.
Yes.
Right.
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
Only you.
Ooh. We just
the
dropped
only
everybody.
Person I could see.
That's it. You
God
dropped everybody.
I want to know how many followers. I want to know now.
I only follow you if your first name is Keith. I am obsessed
with Keith. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what?
I follow Keith Robinson.
These two. This is
Keith
dirt,
Sweat.
This is dirt shot, and I don't want to fuck this up.
Dirt shot at what?
I know you guys really. Can I just say something? You guys really did clam up as soon as these two relics walked
intense.
In the room.
It's like
it's
you know.
Not. It's Rich Voss, 60 years in the business, 65 for Keith Robinson. You're the new young gun. You
I
should
got
fucking
so much respect for Keith Robinson.
It's been nice things as I've done for Pat. And he's see how mean he is.
What?
To me?
Why is he mean?
I don't know.
Why are you saying somebody's mean, Voss?
Why don't you talk into the microphone, you dummy?
Because the more tattoos you have, the more sensitive you are.
You damn
isn't
right.
That true.
Yeah, it is. It's
today.
Really sweet.
I'm supposed to get one today. Talk. I can't.
Put what are we going to
put it in you?
See, when you don't have the fucking headphones on, you don't hear.
Right here.
Right. See how that sounds better?
Like this. I was going to get a different color one over here.
Why? What does flowers mean to you?
They're cover-ups.
He never has to buy them. He just shows Bonnie his arms. No, get some water, baby.
He puts a long sleeve shirt on. Honey, look what Bossy's got for you.
You just rewrote his joke, you jackass.
Yeah, well, that's what you do, stupid, to keep it going. What do you want, to stop it like you just did?
Yeah, he had to make it black. He's black Keith. That's regular Keith.
Yeah, he's got to get a black tattoo.
I got to black it up a little bit in this motherfucker.
He's got to get a tattoo you really can't see.
You damn right.
Yeah. He should tattoo his career on his arm.
That was pretty good.
Knockout.
Hey. All right, slow down. You get cocky. This is where you say. This is where you get fucked up and you do a bad one. You know you. Now take a breath and relax. Let it go on. Let somebody else talk. Pat, you go. What do you have?
What? Nothing. I got zero about this.
I can't believe you're fucking doing
Adderall.
What's
yeah.
That? Who said
what's
that?
What?
That
is that what you're about to say?
Where did that come from?
What is Adderall?
That came
who
from
who said
me?
Adderall?
I said
oh
that came from Keith.
I thought I was on fucking some
regular,
drugs.
That's White Keith.
Mm-hmm.
That's White Keith.
White Keith just said that.
No, he's just Keith.
He's kind of pink, right?
White Keith is just the standard Keith.
He's the standard.
He's standard.
Regular Keith.
He's not even O2. He's just Keith. There's no numbers behind him.
He's tilt staring. That's it. Bucket seats.
I thought you had a baby.
But you were asking him. You can't believe he was doing.
Who's the baby?
Who's
the baby in your pic?
Who is the? I think just a friend's baby, and he was sitting on my lap while I was recording
a
show.
What's on my pic? Do you know what my pic is on my?
Yeah,
Twitter?
Your big head.
No,
it's your logo.
No. It's not. Either one of you. You know why I know what your fucking pick is on Twitter? Because I followed you.
What's my pick on Twitter?
Your pick is you and your girl.
Damn it.
Wow. For Papo.
Damn it, that's even new.
And your girl's cute, too. I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Now, you mean in the traditional sense or in the fucked up tooth, big nose sense? Which kind of cute
oh,
is she?
Oh, I forgot to be offended.
Keith, first of all, I think you're very beautiful. I love the, how you manipulate that into some weird thing.
Don't psychoanalyze me.
I swear to God, I think you're beautiful. I think you're beautiful.
You straight up said, I think things are beautiful that other people don't find beautiful.
And I know it's the first time you heard this.
Not other people. It's not other people. It's what?
Conventional.
Conventional supermodel. I don't like. You're not a supermodel. You're beautiful,
Holy
though.
Holy shit.
She's not. Mm-hmm. She's,
you should have heard it before. It was
she
worse.
She knows. She knows.
Now he's adding super to model.
Hey, you, whatever you need
Do you understand
know,
what I'm saying?
You're not a supermodel. Come you're on, not, Bob.
You couldn't be in like a Sears catalog or...
You could be in a Sears catalog. No, she was next to a washing machine.
I give her Sears and JCPenney's. She'll be in both of them.
I would give her a fucking L.L. Bean. And
L.L. Bean? Did you see my ass? It's giant. L.L. Bean doesn't want that.
I would give her hunting and fishing.
I would give her a karate magazine. In a gi.
I'll just be in a dyke magazine.
They're dyke magazines? What's a dyke magazine?
They're a dyke magazine.
LBGT Weekly.
Don't act like you don't go to the meetings.
Or some shit. He named all 10 letters. Or some shit like that. Am I close?
Pat, why are you dressed
up? Am I closing it?
Robert Kelly likes me because he thinks I'll never cheat. Who else is going to hang out with me?
What do you mean?
Womp, womp.
Man, that was a stinker. What are you going to do? I think you're very beautiful. You're my type of girl. And if you're going to take that in the wrong way, so be it. I think I just don't like...
You see, the thing is my parents really fucked me up, and they just called me ugly my whole life.
Your parents didn't call you ugly.
They're
it's not
fine.
Your fault.
You have great parents.
Her brother's brilliant. Have you ever met her brother?
Yeah, well, she was telling me about him last time
fucking
on the show.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Look at you.
You think I have a kid, things. And you think her parents are great.
She's. I don't. I said, do your parents abuse you? She said, no.
Yeah, and then you said her parents are great. You have great parents. That's She's the worst parents.
Are they bad?
I don't have the worst parents.
Any parents
Wait a minute. Let her say
you.
That. Why? You can't just say she has the worst
no.
parents.
Oh, after 9 years?
No. It's her parents. Do you have terrible parents?
Keith has worse parents than me, but I haven't
You can't
been...
say that about him. I just yelled at him for saying that about you, and you, yes.
I know.
What she can say it, but you got to back it up.
Why are your parents terrible?
I haven't spoken to them in like 5 months.
That sounds good.
That sounds healthy.
I was out of line.
They're too much.
Why?
They're Middle Eastern, old school. You know, they've been sexist my whole life, and they're too harsh on me. They're not proud of
Middle
me for
Eastern,
anything.
What country?
Why are they not proud of you? You have your own radio show. You have your own job that you created out of nothing.
This is not what women do. Women stay at home and they make babies. And I
agree.
I gotta say, I agree with the parents.
Yeah, that's why I love you.
You do stay at home though, Hemda. That is true. You do.
Yeah, you are at home.
I take care of babies.
Wait, what Middle Eastern country?
My father was born and raised in Iran, and my mother's family's from Iraq.
Oh, okay.
My mother was born and raised in Israel. I was born in Israel.
Wow.
Farsi
yeah.
Medina.
Yeah.
A lot of sand in that background.
I used to eat
don't
sand.
Say, don't talk. I don't want the fucking NSA hearing some fucking words on my podcast.
Yeah, you said Hemda. The NSA already started following you. They follow you on Twitter.
Why? They probably do. Unlike fucking you two.
Well, once you unfollow
you
me.
Are more disappointed than him. Him, what? I expect right. it from.
Me, I don't know computers. Yeah, but her. Yeah, yeah. She supposedly has feelings like you do.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You are just fucking out there.
It's a game.
Why leave the show? You're like good. I know you. As soon as I leave, go. Well, I know how you are.
I know you probably have a lot to do. You have a family.
She comes to shows. She texts. She's done a lot of stuff to say otherwise that I consider her a friend.
No, they both go to shows.
Well, no, he's been to one, but she made him go. You could tell.
What you're talking about your shows? Or?
Yeah, well, one of the shows we did, one of the podcasts, something well, we did.
I went to your live show.
The one
at the creek.
No, at a. I don't know.
The Village Underground.
One of them.
The Village Underground, the
why does it
the
matter?
Book, the book
Jesus
book
Christ.
Gotham.
Yeah.
I believe
he's
it was Gotham.
Gotham. That
was
Park a fun performer. One. Yeah. Who gives a shit? Just follow him. Follow Robert Kelly.
All right, done and done.
Here's the thing, too. You,
Follow fucking Rich Voss. Do you follow him?
Oh, no. God. How, what, we got to follow everybody?
Yes.
You don't have to yes.
Follow yes. Yes, care, you do, listen. You piece of shit. Yes, care. You do.
Let me tell you something.
How difficult is it to press follow?
I don't care if they follow me or not. All I know is
now I want to follow you.
Here's I don't care.
I like that.
Why one ear with the headphones?
Because I don't want to mess
your
whatever.
Hair.
No,
you're still worried
hair.
About your fucking no. hair at 55.
You do have good hair.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you put in there?
What do I put?
Oh, yeah. Sweet Jesus! The same shit you put in yours.
what the fuck is that?
I know.
He's probably right.
I just gotta attack somebody.
You really have. I feel bad. Taylor was all whipped up to have a great show.
I know. I
he
feel
knows
bad.
Keith and the girl. He knows Pat. Hey, what's up?
No, I'm just observing. I'm great. I'm doing well.
I don't want you to. I want you to fucking come in and be you.
Well, yeah. I feel
Taylor.
Like I feel like I'm at like the break room at UPS and I just got hired. I need to like get a second to figure out who you are. I've met
have
you
we
once.
Have we? Where at? Stand Up New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Was, I was a nice or mean?
No, you were cool.
I was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. You were fine.
Are you a below Houston Street comic or a regular comic? Like, are you
what?
Like?
I think I'm below Houston Street because that's what's available to me right now. But uh-huh. that's just because I'm you know I've been in no, New York 2.5 years.
Well, they're cool rooms and shit. I mean,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
get me wrong. You know, I'm just trying to see what circuit you're doing if or both. You know.
Yeah, no, I'm like working my way into the clubs, but it's taking a minute. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a pool and a yeah. pond. You yeah, know, yeah. pond's good for you.
where are you from?
I grew up in Southern California, oh, Los cool. Angeles area.
Cool. Now, Pat,
you're judging me already for that, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. You,
we're just going to move on.
I have known Pat forever, and Pat's all dressed up in his suit and stuff.
He always dresses like that. Yeah, that's his outfit.
But look yeah. at his beat up shoes. Like he walked through her family's country in those shoes.
Yeah,
you got to get popular.
That's like an old guy will do that. You know what I mean? Like anybody else, like nice suit. An old guy's like shine your shoes.
Yeah, that's what I am.
You sound like Richie at the comic strip. Hey, shine your shoes.
Actually, people are looking, you know, I mean, look at you, look great.
Yeah. You ought to see the skid mark on my underwear. Now, that really ruins the effect.
I think you look great, Pat. I
thank
love that you dress
Pat,
up all
Pat
the
looks,
time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I was hosting at the stand tonight.
Yeah. That's your thing, though. We did an NA meeting in Jersey somewhere you had
yeah.
a suit on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, even for that.
So much
yeah.
for the A.
A bunch of.
Hey, who else was there? Is
so
there
much
Leto in there? I can picture that.
Well, you did a show. You didn't just do a meeting
what
and go
it,
home,
no, not,
right?
Not Narcotics Anonymous.
No. Nincompoop. Poops Anonymous?
It was a club called Nah.
I thought,
yeah.
It's the opposite of Ha.
Yeah, it was Nah Ha.
Let's go downstairs.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, why, hey, I got a better. Why don't you, why don't
you
go downstairs?
That,
leave Keith up here.
He's not adding anything.
Bug me. Shut up.
He's adding a lot.
I've added a lot, man. Keith, I'm bringing my voice to the table, man.
Keith came in.
And I gave it to Hemda.
Talk about Black Keith, yo.
Gave it to
Listen,
Hemda.
If he leaves, I'm the blackest person in the room. Just
you
stay.
Goddamn right, Hemda. Hemda.
What is that? What is,
Did you have swirls tonight? Is that why you're acting like this?
Shut up, man. I act like
Whoa.
I want to.
What's a swirl?
It's my podcast.
What's
now.
That?
You take it over
it's
my
a,
show?
It's a swirl, like a wine, a little glass of red wine. Hit my voice. I'm going to
outdo
your voice
wine.
Right now. Let's have a voice off right now.
How you doing it? You're doing it. I like you. You have the like the Barry White thing. I'm just like yeah. a. I just
one
sound like a Southern California
please.
Person.
But you know what? You look voice. More like Barry White. I have the Barry White.
You do.
I look like I have diabetes. Is what you're saying? I look like I'm about to get my foot amputated.
You look like you talk in the middle of songs.
No, I look like.
You sound like you want the lotion in the basket.
I think you. I think I like your radio voice and better than Keith's little sexy.
Yeah, he has
radio
a great voice.
Voice
for radio.
Thank you, guys.
I got to introduce
right
your radio show.
All right, 98.5.
Go down lower on the
slow jam all the day.
He's rubbing his legs
all the day.
All
not,
day.
He's not rubbing
all
his
all the day long.
All the day long.
This next song is by the Whispers. It goes out to all the ladies. Called Chocolate Girl.
Oh Lord.
Can you take a call? Take a call.
Ooh, can I be your call?
Yeah, you'll be the call. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Do I
ring? No,
what? He left the ring on.
Who said ring?
What is it? What is it? Fucking 1938.
He's highly unprofessional. Between the tweeting and the
who did that? Who did
White
ring?
Keith? White Keith.
White Keith. Come on, man.
White Keith is a professional voiceover guy.
White Keith, this is a black show. I need you to do better.
Okay.
Give me the black ring.
Okay. Burp.
Burp.
Beep boop 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 beep boop boop.
All right, caller number two. We got a caller number two. Caller number two, come on in.
Oh my God, I just started dating a black guy, and so I decided to call into your show, and I was just wondering if I can get some advice from you.
You just start dating a black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
First of all, like, what kind of sexy music should we put on? Well, does it have to have talking in the middle? Do I have to go old school all the way? Or, like, some Kanye is, like, okay?
No Kanye.
Kanye
rules the mood. You got to stay in that mood.
Okay.
Too.
Okay. So, like, Blackstreet? Blackstreet's a good one?
No, not Blackstreet.
Not Blackstreet.
Something that's going to take you to the wall.
Oh my God. That sounds
You want your man to take you right to the wall.
That sounds really gross and really
and
awesome.
Then tug your hair a little bit. You ever had your hair tugged?
I have, thank you. Yes.
Why that voice change?
He is smooth.
Yo, yeah. Bitch, who the fuck you talking to, bitch? Motherfucker, I said you get off the phone, bitch.
Oh my God, sweetie, I'm so sorry.
Who the fuck are you? Who? Yo, who's on this motherfucking line?
This is Smooth Tony.
Yo, you motherfucker. I'll come down, Smooth Tony, and fucking put my foot in your motherfucking ass.
You tell him, sweetheart.
You know we got a song for that one. This one goes.
Here's Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Keith, Voss is like, wow, that was good.
I was very impressed with Keith on that one.
It's good. Keith is always a fucking superstar.
I was impressed with you.
What's wrong with you, Voss?
I was going to go to Taylor, but I don't want you to follow that.
What, you think I can't?
I don't think you can. Go ahead. Ready? Go ahead. Do it.
Hey, welcome to WXRZ, the best new sounds in.
There's always an XRZ in a white guy station.
The best new sounds in quality radio.
Listen, I get that you're all a white station and shit, but could you just play some shit with some soul? That's Puerto Rican. It's not black. I'm not trying to be like you, I promise. I can't even do it.
What are you in the mood for? Like maybe some Pete Seeger or something.
Why
like
do
that,
you have to guess? Why don't you just know? Why don't you just put
you
me
want
on the
somebody
wall?
That's going to boss you around, don't you?
Why don't you put me on the wall?
I mean, there's
put you on the
wall.
You just stole Keith. That's called improv.
That's
right
called
there.
Learning.
That's good. Dude, I love that you're fucking panicking. She's not really Puerto
Rican. I'm super overcaffeinated right now.
And Hemda, you know her. Remember when you said hi?
Yeah, I know. I'm super, super overcaffeinated right now and having an anxiety attack.
Jesus, Pat Dixon's losing his shit over there.
Yeah.
Adderall caffeine. That's what's going on this side of the table.
All right, you leaving?
Taylor Ketchum is badass. He's badass. He's
I have
like,
my moments.
Oh, no. He's got some fucking stories.
We got into that a little bit.
I don't want to ruin your time.
No, you're fucking. It's not. Yeah, it's our time, stupid. Sit there. 42 minutes. Sit at the end.
Hey, I don't want to hog this.
Keith,
show.
I'll see you later. See you later.
Later, guys.
Yeah, make sure you follow Hemda on Twitter. She'll
good
follow
you
back.
Guys.
You spell it Chemda.
Yeah, Chemda. At Chemda.
That's how he thinks following is just staring as he walks backwards out the room.
Yeah. Don't forget your jacket, dummy.
I got no.
He didn't have. Hey, don't. Right. You're gonna stay downstairs, right?
Shut up.
Okay.
Matt. What are you, a slave owner? What are you talking? Why are you talking to him like that?
Go down and drink your swirls.
Yo, you're gonna stay downstairs, right?
Listen. Don't go nowhere.
All right, Keith, beat it.
Yeah. You know what? I want to switch the topic real quick.
Go ahead, switch the topic.
And we talked about this today on our podcast. Did you guys see that movie with fucking August of with Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts?
I used to work the play.
It's so fucking good. It's so good. I'm just telling your listeners.
Do you have a title?
What's it called?
It's called August Osage County. It used to be a play on Broadway. Yeah. I used to work it.
It's a catchy
Did
title.
You work it?
I worked the play, yeah. It's
fucking, and they took it, and I talked about it. They took it like you'll see like a Mamet movie like, you know, American
what's
Buffalo.
What's his first name?
Mamet.
Yeah, what's his
David,
first name?
David okay. Mamet. And you'll
just
see
just
like,
checking to make sure you fucking know.
You know, and like you could tell that this was a play, but it was so great in a movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
What was like? What was the high? Like, why is it dramatic?
Because
I don't know.
Meryl Streep is so fucking.
Are you
good.
Saying she that it's just a good movie?
It's
in
so
a very
good.
Weird, dramatic
yes.
way.
I've heard
you know
Julia
the play.
Roberts.
Why'd you have to?
As soon as the black guy left, we started talking about theater.
Yeah, I know. That's because they're too loud in it.
Well, what did you like about it?
They changed sets. Between the scenes.
Yeah, thank you.
He's like, is this a play?
Thank you.
Well, what's it about?
It's a dysfunctional family.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's so fucking
Oh,
good.
That's original. Yeah.
So good.
Jesus, only everything is that.
Yeah, but...
What is it, Malcolm in the Middle?
It's relatable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk about your movie.
Why? Hey, I'm sorry. Are you in this movie?
He yes. saw it.
Oh, really?
I had a cameo.
Oh, really?
Well, I walked
Let's hear your southern accent. Jesus. I got bored during the trailer of that movie.
Are you, this movie's so fucking good. You love it.
I don't think so.
I guarantee you.
Why? What kind of movie do you like, Pat?
I mean, I like a movie like, you know, like Chinatown and stuff like that. You know, Papillon.
Do you have anything recent? Do you have anything in the last fucking year?
No.
Something from after you bought
those shoes? I don't
put
anything anymore. No.
the usual. Lawrence
These are good
Arabia.
Shoes. They last. You know?
Did you
winter eat shoes?
Happy Hanukkah.
Come in here and insult a man's shoes.
It was a great. Well, Dog Day Afternoon. Let me tell you,
that's a good movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to say? It's a bad movie.
You're saying, it's a great
you like
movie.
Your fucking Meryl Streep movie. I like Dog Day Afternoon.
I brought up Dog Day Afternoon. You didn't bring
it up.
It's
a good movie.
I said it was. I brought it up.
All right. Well, don't shit on it then.
Pat, is there any movie in the last year that you like?
Yeah, I saw that one with Matt Damon. It's about healthcare. It was some kind of an announcement, some kind of thing. That was good.
Stunk.
And Elysium was the name of it. Elysium was the name of it.
Elysium.
No, the last thing I saw was really good, and I cannot remember.
Oh, you know what movie
I saw? The Coen Brothers movie, the new one of those.
Nebraska?
The one about that
Inside
takes place
Lou
in New York.
Davis.
Yeah, Lou and Davis. Really good. Yeah, I like that. Lou and Davis, great movie.
Some of it
took place like right downstairs, right there at Cafe Reggio.
You didn't see Dallas Buyers Club? You didn't like that?
That was great.
That was a great movie.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Matthew McConaughey, isn't he
fucking great in it?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, okay. Too much AIDS. Too much AIDS.
Too much AIDS.
There's a lot of AIDS. It was back when AIDS was AIDS, though.
Yeah.
It's not like AIDS now where it'd be too much AIDS. Back then, AIDS was king.
Did you see Blue?
You know what I mean?
I did see that movie, when AIDS was king.
When AIDS didn't just threaten your life, it took it.
When AIDS was really taking some fucking people down. Not just giving you a pot belly and fucked up fingernails.
How about Blue Jasmine? You see that?
No.
I want to see that.
It was good, but it wasn't a fucking... It was a great movie. It was a good movie. Everybody was great. I get it.
They were good in it.
It wasn't like, holy shit.
No, it wasn't, but
it was a little fucking annoying.
First of all, Woody Allen movies are low-budget movies. They're not fucking...
Are they really?
Do you think they're $50 million?
I'm being sarcastic, you fucking ape.
Okay, so to get that cast...
You need explosions and stuff, don't you? You idiots.
No, well, Elysium stunk.
Was a good movie. I thought it was cool.
Left-wing propaganda.
And he read the subtext. It's about healthcare. I thought it was just a movie about the ghetto.
Oh, that's the movie you were talking about?
Yeah, Elysium.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought it was like a... That fracking movie.
The other one wasn't bad. The fracking movie. Yeah, that was another left wing.
2 days ago, I watched Silver Linings Playbook. I know everybody's seen that, and that really got me.
It was a good movie.
I started getting super emotional about it because the father shit and all that stuff. Man.
Except for the one scene in the house. It was too fucking schlocky and happy.
Well, when they're dancing and practicing?
And they're going back and forth.
Yeah.
That one scene, if they would have cut that fucking scene.
But those mood swings? You know what I mean? They got it right. You know what I mean? They really kind of nailed that.
I did like the mood swings. That's funny that you bring that up. That was one thing that I have. I have fucking mood swings.
You bipolar?
I don't know if... I don't think I'm bipolar. I'm just a sensitive person.
On Twitter, I'm following the other you. That's the thing.
That gave me a mood swing.
That made me sad. Black Robert Kelly.
How about him?
I was reading your tweets like, hey, there's my pal that doesn't fucking follow me. What the fuck? And then I was like, there's no way that you have the dolphin. And then all of a sudden I go to you and this bitch isn't following me either. Then I go to the Keith and the girl thing. Nobody fucking, I was just on the fucking show. How am I supposed to retweet anything of yours or you retweet anything of mine if you don't know it? I exist on the world of fucking Twitter. I put this show out and I put your names in. Guess who doesn't get it?
But we will get it because you're tagged.
No, because I'm not putting your fucking names in now.
Oh, I didn't know it was a trick question. I guess we won't.
No, you're not going to get it.
I'll twat you. I'll totally twat you.
I'm going to twat you.
Okay.
I have a feeling they're going to follow you after the show.
No, I don't want you to. I don't want you to because you don't want to.
Now I'm going
to
fucking do it.
No, I don't want you to do it.
I'm going
to
do it.
No.
Danny, do it.
Who's that? Is that the guy? I love that you guys have a lot
That's
of fucking
his Igor.
Interns.
He's got a fucking Igor. That's the best. Danny Hatch is his fucking Igor.
Yeah, they have a lot of interns.
They do.
My intern's just Scopo will tell me to go fuck myself.
They had an intern intern who got their symbol burned onto his body, branded.
Would you do that?
Oh, he did.
No fucking.
They got a fan that has about 50 tattoos of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they got a ton of them.
Yeah, what is that thing? Everybody gets you a tattoo. A lot of people.
Yeah, I follow them, and they appreciate it because I make it a big deal.
Well, fucking A, man.
What'd they burn? They burned the Hemda logo thing?
One got our logo, which is, you know, the two of us.
Yeah.
And yes, that does include Hemda's hair. And they got it. They got it like a branding. And when it's a branding, it's not like you're searing cattle. They
cauterizes.
They cut the outline, and then they take a pen, and the pen burns your skin. So they're slowly drawing the inside of her
that
huge
big.
Hair.
That's
of her
the
dress.
Worst place to get it, man. On the rib cage is the most painful place to get a tattoo.
It was his first tattoo, too.
Oh god!
Wait, so, but it's a burn. Right?
It's a burn.
Yeah, that one's a burn.
What if you guys decide not to do the show?
We were still dating at the time, and then we broke up. So everyone's scared about their tattoos, but the show kept going. So it's still.
Right. And what if you get, and we did this 9 years. Let's say we did stop tomorrow. It doesn't negate your tattoo.
No,
if you had
it totally negates it. Yeah,
it does. It absolutely fucking
if
does.
You had the tattoo, if you had the tattoo of a band.
Yeah. No, they could just put a circle on the line.
Did you just
it.
Compare yourself to Led Zeppelin?
I was thinking.
But I think there's more regret in a
Beatles,
burn.
That's what
than
I heard.
In a tattoo,
I heard
you know what I mean?
If you were Van Halen, they go, what the fuck are you out of your mind? What are you? It's not a Sufi.
Can you believe it?
That's the one thing. Dane's when this fans guy used to get the Sufi. And I'm like, honey, you're going to grow up someday. You're going to be 35 with kids, and you're going to have somebody giving the super finger on your tit. You know, you got to think about this shit before you do it. All these are all.
No, they're not covered. I only have
those
one
are cover ups.
No, just one is a cover up.
What did it say? What did it
right
say?
Here.
It said, I hate flowers.
It isn't.
What did it say?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
It was a tribal piece. That's all.
What was the one you got covered up
right here? The tribal piece.
The Jewish
piece.
One. Where's the Jewish
that's
one?
That's not covered up.
What does that say?
Never again.
Never again.
I'm not covering that up. That's what I'd like to get it touched up. I'm not getting it covered up.
That's whatever you're going to do shit for, though.
No, they get no.
Because Jewish people aren't supposed to get tattoos.
Bullshit. I talked to a rabbi a couple of weeks ago. He said that's bullshit.
That's a thing that Jewish parents did to make their kids not get tattoos.
If you couldn't get buried in a Jewish cemetery because of tattoos defacing your body, what about facelifts, nose jobs? Cemeteries
I think
would
that's,
be empty.
Yeah. No, I think that's not right. I mean, I don't give a shit. You know,
it's not true, though.
There's actually no God, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. But
wait a minute.
Now that you're sure of.
Listen, this is not your show.
I don't know about your doctrine.
My
listeners just know whether or not there is a God.
When you know, you know.
There's no God.
There's
sorry.
No, wait a minute.
Sorry. You want to talk about it? We can talk about it. I can make you feel better about it, but there
is
no God.
Is it Santa Claus?
Oh, sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, God ate him, but...
Except now you're Santa Claus.
Do you believe in a power greater than you then, at least?
I know what you're talking about. I've also been to meetings, and
no, I'm not saying... You could be spiritual without going to meetings.
I
didn't pray...
Anybody at the end of the table, could they please push his microphone up so when he can talk into it, like everybody else on the show is doing?
Does it go from the top, too,
no,
like good
stupid,
mics?
No, oh, okay. You have the same mics at your house.
Yeah,
these
but
are the mics you talk
about. But I don't cover them with this.
The same mics you talk into every weekend at the clubs, dum-dum. Oh. Same ones.
Oh, okay.
Sure 58s.
All right.
Why didn't you tell them an hour ago?
Yeah, I thought they...
I told them 19 times.
No, look.
I kept telling you.
To the top here.
That's a pop filter.
Yeah, we don't need to hear you a fucking...
I believe that when people call out to God, they're calling out to the last effort that they have, and they actually have it in them. So it is like the power that you have in you that you don't recognize. And when you're in a ditch, let's say, or, you know, figuratively or whatever, then you feel like there's no way out. So you say, help me, God. Whether you believe in God or not, you're saying, help me find the way that I don't think exists here. Who are you talking to? It doesn't matter, but there is no God.
I just got to read this one quick sponsor from the Catholic Church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's
give
dirty.
Us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and forgive us who I don't even know the rest of it. Go ahead.
Use code Bobby.
Use code Bobby. I fucking hate those.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
I know that one.
Asher Kedeshanu.
You know how you hear people say, oh, they, you know, that when I say think of a higher power, I don't necessarily mean God. It could be a lamp. It happens to be a lamp for me. Lamps specifically are my higher power.
Yeah, well, you don't know how they work, so sure.
mine
mysterious.
Mine is Papillon.
What is that?
Is that a callback to his fucking movie?
No, you fucking idiot. Of course it is.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, but you said it's Papillon. not Papillon. There's no N at the end of it, you fucking mope.
There's an N, isn't there?
No, Papillon.
You fucking mope. It's There's French. No N.
There isn't?
I don't know. I just wanted to make him sound like a dummy.
But man, what a movie, man. Steve McQueen.
It was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman.
Did he get fucked in that movie?
He didn't. No.
No, you know, that was Midnight Express.
Yeah. I read that.
That's a great movie, too. Where are you going? You have a fucked up bladder.
Like I had two.
He doesn't want a Papillon spoiler.
he's telling us what he's drinking.
I believe there's a spirit out there. I believe there's a God, but I understand what you're saying about certain religions. I mean, I don't get that there's a different God. There's a million different gods, but they kind of all say the same fucking thing.
There was a spook in the room.
Wow. God. Oh, my God. First of all, don't talk about Hamda's boyfriend like that.
No, I'm talking about a spirit.
Oh, you thought I talked about
No! God! You're racist.
I'm not fucking racist. You said it.
I didn't mean Keith.
No, that's the name of Keith's CD, Spook in the Room.
Jesus, look at you two. You're like, we don't talk like this.
Hey, it's your business.
Yeah.
You guys are wild. I like it. It's fun. It's your thing.
I'm only allowed to use the N-word when the word sand is in front of it.
What? Oh, because you're...
Yes. That was a little math.
I can say that, but I have to use the A sound at the end.
I can say that, That's but important. I have to close my windows.
I can say it only in front of my kid.
To teach him the right thing.
Never again.
I can say it all the time where I live now.
In fact, it's encouraged.
Yeah, literally.
You have to say it to get your house.
Yeah. When you walk up, they're like it's the garbage get picked up on Monday. It's water and gas, and there's no. And then they scream it. See? I actually have a black people at the end of my block.
why there's a check cashing store there?
Is that where it turns into Yonkers or something?
There's a Kennedy's fried chicken and a cashing. Why don't we get Kennedy's fried chicken down in white neighborhoods? What the fuck? That's kind of racist the other way. It's what? I would like a Kennedy's fried chicken somewhere near where I don't have to go up into the hood to get it.
In Westchester?
Yeah, it's always in the hood.
They should have like
the hood. I was saying that for you.
Oh, now I get it. Yes, I want one of those too.
You're so unconventionally hot.
That just means you're on the lower scale, but I do you.
It's
not what that means.
Yeah. It's so she's not a compliment.
It is a compliment. It's not a compliment. You're reading into his horse shit. It is a compliment to me.
She was saying that before before I said it.
You're beautiful to me. You're hot to me. You're my type of girl.
I also enjoy dry heaving. It cleanses the soul. I'm Jesus. Different.
That's White Keith, everybody. That's White Keith.
He doesn't read Playboy. He reads Average Chicks Monthly.
I'd be the best at like you porn, but not like in a real thing.
Look, amateur porn is
like
the better.
I do like amateur porn better than regular.
I like
porn.
Amateur two different porn sizes. Too.
Why do you like amateur porn? Because it's regular fucking people.
I like it because I believe them more than I believe other people.
Yeah. Do you like? Let me ask you a question. You like women?
Sometimes.
You're into chicks.
You're married to a woman.
I am engaged to a transgendered male.
Okay. Right.
So
okay, fair enough.
Appearing like a woman.
The girl I met?
Yes.
Is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No operation. Born and raised in a female body, but identifies male.
Okay.
But Lauren, though.
Yeah.
Wait, you know? All right, I'm confused.
Yeah, so somewhere on the spectrum I probably am, because that puts me on the spectrum, but right. I never really dated women.
But do you like to eat pussy?
You're ruining it with this trans. I mean, am I in school?
Do you lick it? Balls, sir.
Damn it. That's fucking funny, dude.
That's disgusting, but let's ask.
I've talked about this before. Porn pussies they're ugly.
No.
What? Yeah, they really are.
No, well, all human beings are ugly. If you can take a supermodel, if you put a camera up her, it's awful and gross.
No,
you know
I mean,
what?
If you a pretty face and nice, but pussy, you know, and this isn't gay, but a nice penis
talking about Meryl
is better looking.
Pussy?
Right. Wait a minute, stop, everybody, stop. I need
Meryl Streep's pussy's got a southern accent.
I need you
really
to say this,
it.
And I need a clear audio of this. Well, if you said, what did you say? Pussy's ugly, but what? A nice penis?
I didn't say that.
You You said a nice penis.
No one heard that. You're
what
out
did you
mind.
Say? I honest said, to God, what, you, what is it?
And then you should write that, a nice penis, and then write Rich Voss, paraphrased.
What did you say?
I didn't say, I said
what
porn.
What were you saying?
I was saying in porn, yeah. It's more exciting. Like guys go, ooh, looking at the two girls getting it on.
Yeah,
that's fucking. Please, I okay. It's kind of hacky.
Okay,
all right. It's hacky. It's hacky porn.
It's so, every time I jerk off to two chicks, I'm like, I'm lame. This has been done before.
It's hack. It's like, look, you know.
You're not originally
you
masturbating.
Girl,
yet.
But when you see a girl blowing a dude
with a nice, pretty cock.
Well, you know, I mean, you don't want you want a cut one. You don't want, you know, her to fucking yank the skin down. And all that shit, you know.
Besides, if she's doing it right, it's invisible anyway.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's more exciting.
I really don't. I'm trying to get there. Are you saying that a vagina is ugly and a penis is pretty?
No. I'm saying when you see two girls like in porn, it's like,
what's prettier to you, a vagina or a penis?
Oh, neither. They're both ugly.
Do you think a penis is ugly?
Mine, with all the bumps.
There's a cream for that. I think if you're watching straight porn, you're watching from the male point of view. So you're just thinking you're the guy, right?
Right.
So then that's why maybe you're bored with two women. You're like, where do I come in?
No, there's no therapist because I barely watch porn. We have two. Well, we had some before. And then we threw them out after the house burned down.
Weird non-detailed. Do you know what I mean?
What are you talking about? You mean you had two porns, like actual cassette tapes? You still have the
We actually have one DVD left.
You have a DVD?
Yeah, a porn DVD.
But you know you can just get it on the computer now, like instantly, like every porn.
We don't. We don't sit in the fucking.
You
at
just
our
Google
desk.
Anything, you get it. Just Google big pretty cock.
Yeah, but
and it comes right up.
But my wife and I don't sit at our desk and have sex. On the TV, we'll put a DVD in.
Make
once
it
in a
day.
Blue.
Just get Apple TV. Problem solved. You know.
Well, no, we got it. Why? Wait, we got to just put it
you
in.
You got to make an investment so you can. You know.
What's your porn like? What makes this DVD special?
It was only like $6.
It was cheap.
It was right next to his Laughing Hyena cassette at the truck stop.
At the truck stop. I couldn't get on there. The truck stop said, when I sent them a demo, they swear to God, they said to me, they go, you're not right for truck stops.
You're the only guy they ever turned down.
They turned me down. They said,
what is
not
the,
right.
the what truck
is
stop?
Laughing Hyena is a label that only they released to truck stops, you know. And my I'm out there. When you know, my
they
CD,
pay 5,000.
Yeah, they pay some money, and then you get that, and then they release it. And then they get all the money forever in perpetuity or something like that.
So you don't get any money.
People, you get a little bit, like 10% or something.
You could be a trucker's fucking... you could be the number one trucker comic in the world right now, mm-hmm. and everybody's talking about Pact, and you'll never know.
I am the number one trucker comic.
He pushed Vic Henley to two.
That's bullshit, man.
That's true.
That's true. I was
number one in Love Truck Stop.
You guys going to watch Nebraska this weekend playing Purdue? Fuck off.
Didn't they give you
college hoop?
They ball? Vic's the one who told me.
Stop
I was,
with
I,
the hands.
I pulled to a truck stop. I was so depressed, and I saw all these cassettes. This was years ago. So I saw Vic's. I said, Vic, what's the deal with this? He said, well, you contact them. They'll give you $5,000, and it's a buyout.
Okay.
So he said, send them a demo. So I talked to him. They said, send me a demo. So I went to Stand Up New York. I made a half an hour tape, but I kept it clean. I didn't know.
But they're truckers.
That truckers would like dirty material?
Well, I just...
the ones
just
fucking lot lizards for $8 in a parking lot?
No, but you don't... But
what
then,
the... When you go... When you say the N-word on a CB radio for the next 24 hours straight, is it got... It's just black people jokes? Have you ever done that?
No.
Dude, my friend, we're driving from Monterey back to L.A. He had a CB radio, and he goes, watch this. And he goes, where can a black guy get something to eat? For the next 2 hours, it was fucking end jokes. That's all it was. It was just guys talking about fucking some of the funniest black jokes I've ever heard.
And at the end of the joke, would they go, over?
So that they don't talk over each other.
Yeah, so, but they wouldn't accept joke.
I had two kids. I was so fucking broke doing shitty one-nighters. And I go, I'm going to get $5,000. I mean, this was, you know, 15 years. That would've, and I called him, and the guy goes, you're not right for truck stops.
He's like, I'm going to be nice and clean. I'm going to talk about sweet things like the benefits of college. They just... just weren't buying it.
What were some of your jokes at that time?
Who the fuck? This was 15 years ago.
Well, you know what they were.
Okay. He just did them downstairs.
He doesn't work at the cellar.
I do if I call. Oh, really? You're talking to Rich Voss.
Listen, I know I invited you here, dummy. I'm looking at your face. What was some of the jokes?
It was probably kid stuff. Back then, I was probably doing a bit. You know, I owe my daughter $10 for Girl Scout cookies, and I'm dodging her.
Right.
You know, she called me for the money and tried to disguise her voice. I go, "Who's this?"
You're not right for.
Yeah, you're not right for Charlie. You're not right for podcasts.
Whatever you're asking me. Whatever it was, 15 years ago, and they said no, and it broke my heart.
What about now? Why don't you try doing it now and edge it up?
I got my fourth CD coming out soon.
What's it called?
I didn't name it yet because I'm editing it right now.
Why don't you give them your last CD and try to do it now? And then
I've made enough money off it on iTunes. They don't do truck stops anymore, do they? I don't know, Pat.
No, they're still out there. Yeah,
truck stops still exist. Yeah, haven't figured out how to get products. It's trains and trucks and planes still. Yeah, we haven't figured out another way.
I don't know if they're still selling those things, but I've already made enough money
at a truck stop. First of all, does anybody not love a truck stop? Is it the best thing in the world?
The ones with showers?
Yeah, the big, real truck stops.
Yeah, glory holes.
You could spend all day there.
They don't have glory holes. This isn't fucking 1972, you asshole. I've heard this of isn't them. When you like movies.
If you bring your own drill with you, they do.
You look around, you think you're going to be in a fight at any time. Who doesn't love these places?
Yeah, they're the best.
Truck stops are not like that at all. They're fucking the best. They have everything you could ever want at a truck stop.
Yeah.
You can buy the nicest little sweatpants for $8.
Anything
nicest
you want.
Nicest little sweatpants.
And an antenna.
Yeah, that's the name of your next CD. Nicest little sweatpants and an antenna. That should be the name. Then you'll kill at truck stops. Dude, I love truck stops.
I think your definition of anything is just different, you know. Anything you want, camouflaged, a nice pair of sweatpants.
Oh, damn, he likes truck stops and girls that look weird.
You can see you're adding weird. It's not weird. That's your self-esteem. I think you're very pretty. You keep saying it.
I think she looks weird.
If anybody's taking a poll.
You look like you could be my brother, you fucking...
Oh, please don't say that. I'll never, ever fucking look at you the same way. That's like when somebody told me what's that, Fantasia from American Idol? And then somebody said, yeah. I was like, I love her. I want to fuck her so bad. She's my type of black chick. And she goes, yeah, she looks like Patrice. She has Patrice's mouth. And I was like, oh, shit. Her and Patrice have the same mouth. I could never jerk
off
her.
Now you're jerking off the Patrice, yeah.
No.
Your baby looks like the Gerber baby, right? But so do you. You were the...
I look like the Gerber baby?
You look like the Gerber baby.
I do?
Yes.
The Gerber baby was Brooke Shields, by the way.
Wow, you don't look like that.
I think so. Right? Am I right? Google that.
You look like the Gerber baby.
Brooke Shields is so hack. Now you.
I used to love fucking unconventional. Brooke Shields.
I met Brooke Shields in an elevator when I was getting my eye fixed.
What'd you do? Did you come on
it? I was in all that stupid garb. I looked like an idiot. I had a patch over my eye, and I had the thing on my head, and I just looked like
Didn't
a
mess. Where were you?
I was getting eye surgery, and I was in an elevator, and we were just about to...
Otherwise, she would have totally fucked you.
She looked great. Yeah. But she goes, what?
She's a little conventional for
she
you.
Goes, she goes, I go, I'm literally me and her, yeah, she is. She's next to me, and I go, and she's nobody saying anything, and I go, this is my fucking luck. I finally meet Brooke Shields in an elevator, and I look like this. And she just went, you look great. And I go, you're lying. And then and that was it.
I love doing Blue Lagoon.
She was hot. I did.
When you were 12.
We were talking about that Ron and Fez today, is that even the first movie she was in, she played a prostitute. And
Pretty
she was
baby.
Like 12. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. You could never do that now. You can never have a...
Those were the days.
Yeah, when Pat Dixon loved movies.
But you know what's weird? You have someone like Britney Spears or whoever, and they are teenagers, and they're being so overly sexualized, they're just not calling it prostitution.
But you watch any of these shows like Tudors or Game of Thrones, they're all banging 14 and 15-year-olds.
Well, no, they're not.
But they're not playing.
But they're
19-year-olds,
but they're 20-year-old actresses.
Yeah, but they're not... Yeah, she's not... No Brooke fair. Shields was 12.
Oh, okay, I see.
When she was in the movie. I mean, she has the same size titties. about, now that she did
what
back
about
then.
What's her face from Jody Taxi?
Jody Foster.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you snap your fingers, does that really help you?
No, I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, but
Rich bailed me out.
Yeah, but she's gay, so it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
I could tell then, yeah.
And
you could tell.
Well, she was 10? You could tell.
You can tell in The Accused. Oh, God.
Yeah.
The way she she didn't even want that cock. You could tell.
I'm looking at those. I was.
She went to Dyke. She'd be like, "Give me all those cocks."
She kept fighting it.
She's fighting it. Yeah.
She just wanted to play pinball and eat some pussy.
Yeah.
I was watching that movie. And I'm like, "You guys are so gay. Look at all these gay guys. Ah, they don't even know."
In real life, it was a pool table.
Did you get the?
You can't fuck anybody on pinball.
She was
the
Copper Tone baby.
She was the Copper. I'm sorry.
That's what it was. Copper.
But she was a baby.
Mm. Showing her ass.
I thought that was a cartoon, the Copper Tone baby.
It was based on her, I guess.
You're thinking of the play.
She was doing porn.
You're a fast one. I wish you followed me. I wish we could be friends on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Too bad.
Another life.
Another life we'll be friends on Twitter. You motherfucker. Just with you the other day. Such a good time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Hey, I'm having a Super Bowl party Sunday. You want to come?
No, I can't make it.
He's got a baby.
I would love to go, but you're not really inviting me. You invited him.
He really is. This is his invitation.
No.
This is how it works. Yeah, it's not like you're not going to get something in the mail. This is it.
Hey, have you been uptown, midtown, since all the press and everything's here for the
Super
Bowl?
What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, I was there today.
Is it a man? Is that where Ron and Fez are broadcasting out of?
No, I was in the studio. I was on the Ron and Fez for the first time today.
They're great.
I fucking love them. I've always loved that show.
You've never done it?
I've never done it because I have very low self-esteem with that shit. I don't want to be the guy, hey, you know, I just, you kind of want that just, hey, Robert, you want to come on? Yeah, I'd love to type thing. And it just happens. But
I had this tattoo done on their show.
They're fucking great.
Yeah, they are.
You
very
what?
Funny.
I had it done live on the air, this tattoo on their show.
What does it say?
No, this flower, this one.
Another. What's up with all the flowers?
I like flowers. What the fuck?
No, you really? I've never seen you hold the flower.
What the fuck?
I've never
I don't seen walk you. Around. I'm not a fucking, I don't sell
a what?
Them.
A what? You're not a what? You're not a what? You're not a what?
I'm Mooney.
But what is it? What is it with flowers?
I like fucking flowers.
Oh, they're not all flowers. I got two pinup girls. I got birds.
You don't think that's hacked? Pinup
girls? not swinging golf clubs.
All right.
Okay. How many pinup girls do you ever see swinging
can you,
golf clubs?
Can you Google golf pinup girls with golf clubs? And
this one right here. That's where you think I got it from. On the internet.
Do you have anything else other than your arms?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't.
That's hack.
What, other things besides your arms?
I'm just making it up.
No, it's just, you know, it's just...
So they can
know,
cut off his arms and bury him in a Jewish cemetery. Yeah,
thank you. And this way I can get a thinner coffin. Less money.
We got the joke, dummy. You don't need to fucking explain a fucking nickel-chasing joke.
Here's the thing, Jackass. I have everything in life to buy. Like, I have... shoes, everything, clothes.
We already know you don't even need truck stop money.
Dude, you were poor.
CD sold
you were
enough.
Fucking poor 8 years ago. You had no money. You were trying to sell your shit at a truck stop.
That was 15, okay?
Okay.
Now what do I need? So I just get to, you know, I get bored. I buy there's shoes a million online
of,
or tickets.
Yeah, there's a million of them. Yeah, there's a shirt. You can get it on a shirt. You can get it on a fucking coffee mug.
What?
Yeah, that's original.
I think you're on Cafe Press.
You can get a napkin. Too with one of these pinup girls.
Yeah, pinup girls are everywhere. You fucking idiot.
With the golf club, fucking moron. They all have golf clubs. That's the point.
Yeah, that's on
do
fabric. He
do you
put
guys
on his
know
skin.
Each other's
it's
names?
A big difference.
No, I don't fucking care about his name.
Have you ever met us?
We're not.
I know. I know that your sentences all end in fucking asshole.
It really does. And it's so funny that we just talked about Ron and Fez and how awesome it was. It was because we weren't treated like the way we treat each other. It's like, what a great time because I wasn't sitting there being called a fucking dummy asshole shithead and having to defend myself.
When you go to Ron and Fez, they treat you like you're somebody, like, you know, you're part of their show and they're happy to have you.
They really say that they're,
You know.
I know what you're doing. That's funny. Colin called up Obi and Anthony today on the show because Florentine was on. And then he was like on O&A and he called them all out. He was like, yeah, the other day you had, what was it? Was it Bruce Springsteen was on? Oh, no. It was Florentine, you fucking assholes. Yeah, he's nothing to him. You treat us as fat, dumb, stupid, idiot, old, finished. Florentine's on. You're talking to him like he's the fucking king. Like he's not one. Everything he said. Oh, that's so interesting. Anyways, the Seahawks are gonna fucking what the fuck?
You guys do coke?
You guys are like, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
The Super Bowl's a fun time. Is it?
Is it? Is it? Is it a fun time? Yay. Yay. Yay with the Super Bowl. I don't care. Who cares? I live in Jersey. I got two kids. I got to fly, coach, play. Fucking who cares? I don't care.
I got Don Jameson hanging off my coattails. But here's the deal.
What's up?
Florentine is one of the nicest guys.
The nicest. I love Florentine.
You can't be any nicer.
I love you too, but who cares?
But here's the thing.
What are you, gay? You love me? I used to be in a rock and roll band. I have a one man show. I got molested by a wrestler. Who cares?
We all performed at Woodstock 94. Yeah. It was like 30 comics.
Yeah. Hey, and me Joe. And Florida.
And Jameson was on stage on one of the small, we were doing small stages.
Who was?
Don Jameson.
Yeah.
And me and Florentine were standing there, and you see somebody throw a bottle of piss, goes right past
his I didn't head. Know it was piss.
You could tell beer it was yellow.
Is, yeah, no, beer is yellow.
Yeah, beer isn't in a soda bottle. Okay.
You sure it wasn't lemonade?
Also, you drink beer and you
just
throw pee.
It was just fucking really dehydrated piss, too. Like it was almost caramel brown because this fucking idiot hasn't drank water in fucking 3 days. Oh, did it hit him?
No, it went right past his face.
Oh, you know Norton would have fucking jumped like a seal and fucking tried to catch it in his mouth. Please hit me in the chest with a fucking nice cup of piss.
Damn, you got me again. And again and again. You guys.
This is silly. How was that gig working?
94 was 90. When I did 99 was great.
Yeah.
Me and Tom Papa did. That was the, you know, we did big stages, but 94, there was like 30 comics went up on a bus. And we stand in these tents with all like the performers.
You slept in tents,
like big circus. I mean, they were like the size of a fucking city. These tents. These are the tents FEMA uses. And
did you sleep in the? Can you answer the fucking?
Yeah,
my
backpacks.
Wife? Answer the question. Yeah, yes, you slept in the tent
in sleeping bag. Yeah,
okay. It was, all right, I get great. It. It was the
Jeff
fucking
Ross was there. All of us were there. Tons of comics.
Ooh. Jeff Ross.
I know. I'm just saying. Ooh. I know. Well, I know. Okay, we couldn't get.
Where are you from? What do you do?
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo. We couldn't. Sorry.
I look weird every time you see me. Where are you from? What do you do? Really?
So
somebody write me a joke quick. Ah, there you go. Sign the check. Go ahead.
So they had like all the performers, and they had this African like dance team from
Africa.
And this one guy.
Did you say from?
Yeah, they were from. They
I
were,
got it from Africa.
So we'd wake
from
up and we'd look.
58th Street.
He had about a 12-inch hard-on every morning.
Who?
This black dude. And me and Norton, everybody would just wake up and just be amazed at how big. It was like it was holding up the tent. That's how fucking big. And we were just, we had the most fun we've ever had, all of us together. With that guy's dick.
In 94.
And that was Keith Robinson.
In 94.
Yeah, that was 94. Woodstock 94.
Imagine how big it is
Woodcock.
Now.
Woodcock.
It didn't suck going up. Because I did,
Bonnaroo.
Yeah,
Bang Bus.
Bonnaroo stunk because
fucking Bang Bus. I used to love Bang Bus.
Yeah.
And then I one day I was just
what's
like
Bang Bus.
Okay, they film these guys meet like you got to
they pretend
rape. It's rape.
They pretend to pick up chicks in their bus and then fuck them in the bus.
Yeah, oh, so I heard about
it's
that.
It's not a bus, it's
and then
a
they
van.
Call it the
they
Bang Bus.
They don't have a okay. It's not a bus, it's okay. A van.
I
it's
like
a,
how Robert acted like it was it's too complicated to explain.
You wouldn't get it.
Well, the girl's walking on the street.
He was trying to spare my sensitive ears.
They walk on the street and
you
then they
I'm
pick
a
up a girl and then they get her slowly to fucking do shit for money.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden they fuck her. But then at the end they're like, all right, we're gonna give you money. She's like, all right, let me piss real quick, and they kick her out and they shut the door and they drive away. And she's like, you motherfuckers. But you like
they always
are they
the
prostitutes?
Piss.
And then they turn the cameras off and give them their money.
Okay. Yeah, but here's the deal, because you have to, like, one time I was like, that's so mean, Jesus. But then I realized there was a guy with a camera with her still. You know what I mean? I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense.
Is this a TV show?
But they got extra footage on the DVD. Have
yeah, it's like
that
Survivor man, you know, when he'd have to walk 20 feet to get that shot, and then they show him walking back.
Yeah.
That's not on TV.
No, and Bang Bus. Yeah, they have rape on PBS.
It was the first reality show.
I went to this porn where this woman is going to a job interview, and he's like, "Well, if you really want the job, I'll fuck you." Like somehow they get
that's
to
a common
that.
Motif.
But then I get it. But then he has her bent over, and he's like writing on her back.
Yeah,
just fucked up, slutty.
Oh, those are the best.
Terrible, horrible. Yeah. I was very conflicted.
I don't like those ones. I do like...
I like the disrespect aspect, but like part of me is, you know, this part of the brain is like, that's not right. And this part of the brain is like, that's so right.
Guys, let's quit fucking around. Snuff films. Anybody?
I do like... there's one. I just saw one the other day with a priest and this woman...
I certainly didn't mean to say anything offensive about no God, but continue.
Speaking of documentaries.
Did you say priest and a woman? It's already not realistic.
But the mother, the lady shit. Comes home. Where are you going?
I'm going downstairs. I got to get out of here. I want to eat and I got to drive to Connecticut.
You don't just leave a show like that.
I wasn't on
you
the
were
show.
Invited.
I wasn't booked.
You were.
Yeah, the last minute, because I'm a big act, so you go, oh, we can get Voss. But
First of all, when Keith came in, I was excited. You're not a.
I brought Keith.
I brought Keith and the girl. They have fucking a million followers. They're the fucking big act here.
They are.
No, this isn't a stand-up show. This is a podcast. So in the podcast world, having them on, they get the couch.
First of all, not only do I know that, there was only two East Coast podcasts invited to the West Coast Podcast Festival. And who was it? Keith and the girl. And My Wife Hates Me.
I know.
Two. Okay. And believe you me.
What?
The East Coast podcast stole the fucking festival.
Your podcast?
No, both of ours.
Both of yours?
Yeah.
Stole the festival.
Stole.
It was a nice time.
Did you really steal the festival?
No,
we were in the little room.
Why can't you say that?
What?
Why can't you say that you stole the festival?
Because they were really good people. It was a really good
experience.
Because
you're not an asshole. That's why.
Oh, okay.
That's the answer.
Yay!
You're not a fucking asshole like Yay! Flower Arms.
Flower Arms.
Fucking
that's
jerk
the title
off.
Of the CD right there.
Thank you.
As a trucker, that I like.
Why don't you name your CD Honk Honk so you can get it in truck stops?
Track one, Road Pigs. Track two,
Lot Lizards. Track three,
This Itches.
Chicken. Track Swamp four, ass. Chicken Kidneys.
I just want to put out a new CD so DeRosa doesn't have more CDs in
I know. How many fucking CDs did you...
Another one comes out at 12.
What the fuck? DeRosa and his fucking
It's easy when you don't
CD.
Do jokes at all. You know what I mean?
Just
nurses are aggravating. Next. I don't like water that's warm temperatures. It should be, it's cold or that's it. Next. Blankets suck.
See?
Next.
Why you guys trash him? He's a funny guy.
If we didn't think he was funny, you'd think we'd trash him? That's not the way it works. Stop acting like you don't know how it works, you fucking
You're right. No.
Big tooth fucking asshole.
He's right. We should stop trashing him.
Why? Oh. You're right. We're done. All right. Beat it, Peacoat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Oh, God.
It was really nice seeing you.
It's very nice seeing you, Rich. I'll DM you on Twitter later on.
Okay. Whoa. Hey.
No, you can do that when you follow each other. Yeah.
That broke my heart last night. I was conflicted. Broke my heart. I was like, I went, you know what? I should just still follow him. I can't do it.
Let me do two plugs. obviously, My Wife Hates Me, and we're very, very close.
To having an orgasm.
To getting out of the business, hopefully.
To getting my wife off.
We're very close to opening up a new kiosk in the Paramus Mall called My Wife Hates Me.
We're very close.
For what?
For a sale on our movie.
Well, nice. I hope so, because you've worked your ass off, both of you,
yeah.
for a long time. It's been years.
5 years, over
five
years.
Is it 5 years?
Well, 5 years, 4 years making it, and 2 years in production and legal
Christ. What is it, Apocalypse Now? What the fuck?
Women, I know.
The movie's Women Aren't Funny,
yeah,
right?
You saw it, didn't you?
I saw it. It's excellent.
It is very good, dude.
And so, that's really close. They said in February. That's
Who's
what they
they?
Said.
Can you say they?
No.
Why can't you break some news?
Because
Showtime said they?
No, not Showtime. It's not TV.
HBO.
Netflix.
HBO said no to us, but it was one of the best no's I ever got. It was one. The guy talked to me for 25 fucking minutes. He goes, "We, I love it."
No, 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 no.
Thank you. And that's why they're number one. And that's why Keith and the Girl has people branding themselves. That type of humor right there. You know what? I wouldn't follow me either. I don't deserve your follow with that type of quick fucking wit. No, 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 no. Thank you.
That was fucking brilliant.
What? Who is it? Is it Netflix? You're going to Netflix?
No.
Miramax.
You wait till Netflix lasts.
Parker Posey is actually going to.
What? No? She's doing a show on Netflix?
Oh, God.
I love Parker Posey.
Oh, God.
I love Parker Posey.
Me too.
He just loves posies on his arm.
Yeah. I love Parker Posey. She's great.
Totally.
Fucking Guffman. Oh, she's my favorite.
Told you, we went to Louis C.K.'s Thanksgiving.
She was there?
Everybody was there.
Nobody was there.
Parker Posey was there playing with Little Max.
Does he follow you on Twitter?
Parker Posey does.
No. Does Louis C.K. follow you on
Twitter?
He
follows one person.
Oh.
Colin Quinn. That's it. Just one motherfucker. Oh. That's it. See, if you did that, I would respect you.
That's what I do. I only follow.
I went through your fucking follow list.
Yeah.
That was more insulting, knowing who you did hit the fucking yes.
No, yeah, he follows me. Yeah.
You follow me, Keith, right?
Yeah.
Fucking
I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. The fucking yeses you had were fucking more insulting than not yesing me.
Hmm. But you did like some hardcore creeping, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, like I had fun with this shit last night. Yeah, I'm fucking married. I got a kid. Yeah, I'm fucking.
You should have plenty of time to read about Keith's followers.
That's right.
Talking to my child.
Well, you don't talk to a 7-month-year-old.
Oh, sure you do.
Yeah, you do
all the time.
That's where you plant a seed, you fucking idiot. I planted the seed to have him.
Whoa, we didn't see that coming.
But you and me, you and me can just talk to each other. I can't talk to any of these Twitter people. I don't want to, but we can just talk.
You listen to me, you beady-eyed motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch me on this Keith shit, okay?
Yeah?
No, you don't even
I'll
talk to me.
I'll see you Sunday at the party. We'll talk it out.
All right. We'll talk it out. Okay, Rich Voss, everybody. Bye. Follow Rich Voss at Rich Voss. That's Rich V-O-S. Where are you going, dummy? That's not the door. That's... Oh, you got to go to the bathroom. It's in there, yeah, to the left.
No, I just want to go see how
we should live tweet his bathroom visit.
Yeah, well, it would take fucking 20 minutes with that prostate. Just it sounds like a shitty fountain. What?
Why is
nothing?
Bedroom up here?
That's this is Noam's place up here. Hey, go to the bathroom or don't go to the bathroom. He does a great ending. He always does it, and then he fucking ruins it with this stupid anticlimactic, trying to get one more little fucking chuckle out of the fucking people, and he ruins it. And I guarantee he walks out and he doesn't just leave, which he should. He should walk. What a great fucking ending. Really built up. You helped him with the no. Thank you. Awesome. Could walk the fuck out, but he's not going to because he's greedy Voss. Mm-hmm. He's going to try to get one more off mic. Nobody's going to hear it. I'm going to have to go say it into the mic. Then he's going to say it again. It's not going to be funny. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen. I guarantee fucking.
You guys have known each other a while, huh?
I've known Rich. You know, me and him didn't like each other when we first. He didn't like me. Because he was friends with Norton and everybody. And actually. Because
he didn't follow you on MySpace?
This is before MySpace. But me, Billy, and Patrice were friends.
It was like Boston versus Jersey thing.
No, but Billy and Patrice were here before me, so they were friends with Norton and Keith and Voss and everybody. So they would hang out. Then I showed up as the new guy, and you know, he did his typical, hey, how long have you been doing comedy? This long. Go get me a cup of coffee. Fuck. And I was like, go fuck yourself, because I thought, you know, whatever. And then we really didn't like each other. And then one night we got into a big fight downstairs. We're sitting downstairs and he said something to me. He tried to bitch me and I bitched back and I threw a piece of celery at him.
No, and you threw my pack of cigarettes across
the
floor.
Okay, I threw his cigarettes across the floor.
Where did you get celery?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you why.
I had my salad in front of me. You know how I used to love salads. And
so he... I can let you go. That was... Okay. but no, I had a whole plate of wings downstairs. And the celery's on the thing. He flipped the fucking whole tray of wings, but I had sauce on the side. So the sauce went on me. The fucking blue cheese dressing went on me. The celery, everything went on me.
And that's when you knew you were really friends.
We both stood up like, you motherfucker. We were ready to throw punches. That close. And something hit both of us. Like, what are we doing? We're about to fight each other in a comedy club.
we hung out every night because we were hanging out because I was friends with everybody. He was friends, and then from then on, we've been like fucking. I love him. Like we've been great friends. But I'm sitting. I had to sit there with fucking sauce on my lap.
But that was after you jumped out of the car and threw the cardboard at my head.
What? Remember that?
You were driving down the street and I threw like a piece of cardboard into the car or something.
Yeah.
And you got out. Like I don't know what it was.
I
like
threw
you threw it like a fucking
shingle.
Like a cardboard box.
And I hit you?
It flew past my head or something.
Really?
Why were you so violent?
Because you were an asshole.
We were all assholes.
No, you were the you, look it. I will fucking put this out there to a vote. Okay? I will fucking put it out there to a vote. I am way nicer to new comedians than you.
Oh, but not to one. Listen, for
are and you, I was a new comedian.
You are nicer on the road. Do you tip your middles and openers? Do you tip them?
I've given money. Oh yeah,
I'm gonna assume this is something Rich has been holding on to, so he's probably right.
What?
Do you tip your middles and openers?
Is that a thing?
Like sometimes
I give them money. Yeah, I'll give them money, and I always and I'll do, I do this. Them. I always create merch that we can all sell. And make my like I just brought Luis Gomez on the road with me, and I brought him too, and I have merch at the end that I pay for. I put the money up front and I split it, like I'll give them half the money.
He's a comic.
Yeah, he's a new comic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you got him working up here for free.
Yeah. Well, here's
that's real nice.
Here's the thing with this job. Ready? This intern job. I was. This 5 seconds away, I had a guy coming who was not a comedian, who just was a fan of the show, who wanted to be the guy, the intern guy, who knew sound. That's when Kelly...
Bye, Rich.
Rich got the gist.
Anyhow, there's nobody... I really believe this, and I'm so glad for the generation that I came up with, because I really did. And I will fucking say this, and I will stand by it. I believe I came up with the funniest motherfuckers ever. Patrice, Billy Burr, Rich Voss, Keith Robinson, Jim Norton, me, Florentine, Dane, all that group of motherfuckers that I came up with, especially the New York side of that. I don't know if there's anything. Nobody makes Colin. I didn't come up with Colin, but he was part of that. That fucking group of guys that we came up with, there's nobody fucking that can walk into a room and just be funny.
Have you seen Mike Kaplan?
It's a weird. I don't see the next generation. I think they're funny comics, but off like just walking in and just being funny.
You don't see seeing them and throwing some blue cheese on them. It's a different dynamic.
No,
but that's not fair. What about Mike Lawrence?
I love Mike Lawrence. I'm a big fan of him, and I know you
but
guys
he
are
doesn't
too.
Walk
you know
into
why?
A room and
do you
break
know how I
up?
Know you're a fan of Mike Lawrence?
We follow him.
Bad boom bang. Fucking comic book assholes. Yeah,
I don't even get the comic book thing. By the way,
I don't know. You said you like comic books.
No, I don't.
Well, you said comic books in a thing you did.
My child likes comic.
No,
books.
No, you said you don't have a child. You said comic books over and over and over.
I don't know.
In a thing you did. Okay. See, because I watch your videos.
Oh, we have a Kickstarter happening right now. I don't think it's going to be going on when this comes out. But we have a Kickstarter, and one of the rewards is we'll draw you. Well, not we, but
no, he says
face comics.
He brings up Spider-Man in a thing you did. Hey, this is Keith and the girl, and we do this, and we used to date, and blah blah, and comic
video. I see your videos.
Can you get me a water? Can you and get me a water?
I saw you
or should I ask my friend Pat?
I think I'm supposed to throw food.
Yes,
at you.
I get you water.
I saw you get blown on stage.
Were you there for that?
No, not for that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you get blown a lot.
No, just that was the only time I got blown.
I saw that.
Which I really wasn't supposed to get blown. That was supposed to be a blowjob competition. Those had suction cups, and they were supposed to stay. Thank you, brother. They were supposed to
stay. That's a real thing that actually happened?
Well, what happened is we had Bailey J, who's, you know, awesome, fucking great. I talked to them tonight. I love both of them. And Luis J. Gomez wanted to challenge. He came up with it. I would like to challenge Bailey J to a blowjob competition. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And I talked to Bailey because I don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
You know, I don't.
If they want to suck.
I know she's a porn star, but that doesn't mean she's just going to suck dick live.
Right.
A plastic cock in front of everybody, you know, against some fucking fat lip Puerto Rican, you know. So she was like, okay, I'll do that. I don't give a shit. So we bought her a fresh dick, and Lewis had his own dick, which was weird. He had his own.
Is that fair?
Well, I think so, yeah. You can have your own.
Yeah, what if he corked it?
he has home advantage.
Yeah.
So he, there was no way to really suck a dick. It has to kind of be on a human.
So I volunteered to be that person. And
So you held the dick.
Yeah, this video. Yeah. Well, looked, I held it where my really dick was. Real. I put what happened was I put it through my pants to make it look more real.
It looked so
and it kind of looked like my dick should be, like the size it would be. It was it's not a very big dick. It was kind of a
I was talking about the skin color.
The skin color too, yeah. It matched me and it was like a regular size cock and Lewis, I remember when I knew Lewis sucked a dick before in his life, when he said, "I'm standing there with my feet planted." And he goes, "You got to put your leg up." And I'm like, "What? Just suck the dick." He goes, "Just put your leg up. I can't do this." And I put my leg up and I was like, "Oh my God, yes."
And then you just fucked his face.
This is a better position to suck a dick for you. Like, if you know what I mean? This is better for you to get in there. Huh. Like, both feet planted is weird. It's like it's just a weird position.
Amateur.
Yeah, and then he went like this. But he did two spits because the first spit he knew wasn't enough. That and I was like, "Oh my God!" I was CSI in it. This after he like tua, and then he looked tua, two spits, and then pushed the spit back on the cock to wet the whole fucking thing.
Slower. Yeah.
Where's my pen and paper? Go on.
Having him down there, even though it wasn't like your actual dick, did you have a feeling? Did you have a tingle in your down your spine?
It made me laugh. I haven't laughed like this. Scopo, how bad was I laughing?
It
made me laugh. So it was so hilarious to see him do this. In front of a live crowd, so holy shit good. Like, he was trying to win the competition. And he was so, I was giggling, just giggling. It was like being tickled when you didn't want to be tickled. That type of high-pitched giggle. And then
Sounds better than a real blowjob, actually.
Bailey was like, "I quit." He wins and just forfeited.
She didn't do it?
No, she just forfeited.
Oh, that's not fair.
No, it was... There's no way whatever she did was going to be anticlimactic, like for the crowd. It would have just sucked.
Yeah, she should have gone first.
So she knew, comic wise, I'm out. Let him have this moment. He was actually really mad that she. I'm like, "What's wrong?" And he's like, "Now I'll never know. Like, I'll never know if I was better than her." I'm like, "Are you fucking serious?" He's like, "I just think I can give a better blowjob." I'm like, "Dude, fucking relax."
But isn't she a porno star, so he could look up how she does it?
I'm sure he did.
It's better when you get an award. Would you let him really blow you just to calm him down?
Can you answer that question yourself, Keith?
I don't know. You're so free-spirited.
Am I? Really? Fucking stupid. This isn't Keith and the girl. This is fucking, you know what, dude? No, dumb. your fucking character you do really bugs me sometimes. Would you, I'm going to talk to you like you're a fucking 2-year-old, and hopefully that's my thing.
That's not a character. He's really that much of an asshole. He does it all the time.
What the? That's number 3 for this guy.
That guy's like still urinate.
Yeah, I know. I think he likes sugar too. Are you all right?
I don't know. Is something wrong with me?
Dude, I think this is not. That's not normal, dude.
Really? I drink 2 of these.
Dude, listen.
And a water.
Yeah, brother, but that should have been
brother,
out by now.
Look it. I'm with you.
What do you think's wrong with me?
I don't know.
I have a prostate.
I don't know. I know diabetes.
I'm enough of a hypochondriac, but I need to.
Yeah, you probably have diabetes. You want me to call Doc? It's too late.
Is that a thing of diabetes?
Yeah, and also excessive thirst.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Are you always thirsty?
I don't know. I mean,
when was the last time you got checked out?
Oh, dude.
The other day, the doctor told me he has diabetes, so he has a clue.
No, this is just all research I've done. I'm like a kind of a Google hypochondriac a little bit. And so, diabetes.
Are you peeing a lot lately?
No, I'm not like...
I think you have AIDS.
I dropped out of college because I thought I had AIDS.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
you could have just taken a test.
You thought you had AIDS. Why don't you think you have an A?
Well, because he had
a little rash.
I had like all these like psychosomatic symptoms and things that I was like.
Did you also have heroin?
This is before that.
This is before the heroin addiction.
Yeah. And I just
heroin does help with AIDS.
It does. It helps with pretty much everything.
He was just fucking a lot of dudes at the time.
That was the Dallas Buyers Club when he realized there's that one shot where he realized how he got AIDS. He flashes back to the hooker that gave him AIDS, and it's like, "Oh God, I've done that." It's like just flashback to like, "Oh God, I got AIDS." No, it was that just the fucking vagina and the pimples on the side of it, and I'm like, "Oh, I got AIDS. I got it.
Oh my
God. I fucking got
it."
So
you see the pimply vagina and you're just, "All right.
Anyway,
the answer is yes."
Yeah.
You're in the moment. There's a lot of bull riding going on.
Voss is watching you yelling. It's like bungee. Do it, you fag. What are you, gay? What are you, gay?
It's like bungee jumping. It's like a thrill, you know? It's thrill seeking.
Yeah. I actually
He goes, they're all ugly. All vaginas are ugly. Yeah.
It's not like, might as well be pimply.
It's not. I love your version. We all have different versions of Voss. It's not like a cock. Cocks are nice.
That was a meme.
The
one.
Worst vagina I've ever seen. I was with a friend of mine, a comic friend, black dude, who has a
pussy.
Fucking tree trunk. I mean, fucking it that big.
Does everybody show you their penis?
Yeah.
Well, no. Comics do. When you have, like, I've seen Artie's. Will Silvince will show you. If you ask Will, let me see it. He'll show you the picture of him on his phone, and his is the biggest I've ever seen.
I wouldn't even think to ask, though.
Because your dick is fucking 4 inches. Why would you?
But why would I ask other people?
Because you've never seen it.
You son of a bitch. You're good. Okay.
Listen, let me see it.
You're good!
I wish we got that on video, but we didn't. Because you're fucking... Are you tired? Get off me. Get on a three so you can take a break. This fucking asshole.
I like how top secret covertly he holds up three, and then he goes, three!
I was with this other comic, and we hooked up. We're in Vegas. This one I was doing Vegas like every other week at the Hard Rock. There was this crazy show, and we hooked up. I met this in the pool in Vegas at the Hard Rock on weekends. Was fucking crazy. It was the hottest place to go at that time. Really, just famous people everywhere, you know, bands and Jessica Simpson and fucking Paris Hilton. I mean, just walking around, right? And I met this flight attendant in the pool, and... kind of pretty, big titties. Then she came over to my friend, black dude, and just took his Johnson out of the side of his shorts. And it was huge. It was like, what the fuck? Playing with it. And so we
actually, in this case, it was a Johnston.
So we go upstairs to the room.
How big are you?
Six, maybe six and a quarter
centimeters.
On a good day. Six. I can do one fist, two fists, and the top of my thumb.
Oh.
On a good day.
That's
but
great.
That's pushing every. That's like forcing my nuts down.
You know when you lose.
That's all you need.
You know when you lose weight as like a, when you're a heavy set man.
Yeah.
For every 15 pounds you lose, your dick grows a quarter inch.
Absolutely, I know that. I can see my dick is so much better now. It fills up better. I get since I lost what was it 35 pounds or something like that. My dick is. It smells less. No, I'm just kidding.
You can actually see it now.
You'll have 3/4 inch.
What?
10 more pounds, 45 pounds, 3/4 of an inch.
Absolutely.
All new
I can't
penis.
Wait for that. I can't wait to have my dick back. My dick that I grew up with.
When you say you can't see it, can you really not see it?
I can see my dick now, but,
no,
I,
but
when I was at 300?
Yeah.
No.
Really, no?
No. To jerk off, I had to assume I was doing it. No.
To pee, you just pee, and then you follow the stream and go, oh, more
yeah,
to the left.
Yeah, fucking, dude. It
is
was,
that what it is when you go in the men's room and there's piss everywhere? Yeah, it's because it was somebody fat and they don't know where their dick is.
Yeah.
And there's shit all over the seat. They don't know where their asshole is.
So
stop shitting and pissing in public if you're that big.
So
wear a diaper. Save it.
You could be a blind person, too.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
So we go upstairs to this room.
If you're blind.
All right.
Also.
He winds up, fuck. He winds up, fuck. He, literally, she's on the rag. So I'm out. I'm done. Look, you have your period. We'll just fool around. We'll kiss. Right. Maybe you blow us a couple little blowjobs. Right. I've never seen this. He goes over to this chick and tugs on the fucking tampon like a light switch. One, two. He goes, nah, play. We're going to have some fun. Tug, boom, pops it out and fucking hucks it on the wall.
Yeah.
That's extra.
I'm surprised that you're like, this makes you uptight, though.
It made me fucking gag. Okay?
I've done that before.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so then, yank it out and just, and they go, holy shit, if they find it impressive.
He then his dick was out, and we're both looking at it like, can we? What the fuck? He starts fucking her, doggy, and she's blowing me. And I keep having to push his head because his head is like almost resting near my cock. I'm like, dude. Every couple of minutes, dude. So then there's a point where I'm like, you know what? I'm out. This is not me. I walk away. He fucks the shit out of her on the couch, on the ottoman, the
are
leather
you jerking
ottoman.
Off or something?
I'm fucking in horror.
So why are you still in the room?
Because I don't know what to do.
Like
I don't know
scene.
Where to go from this. So I'm here, but I'm like, And then he fucks her. And he walks away, and she sees me sitting there like, I really didn't do it. And she goes, come here, baby. Now she's, and I go, okay. And I walk over, and she gets on all fours, And she goes, and she hands me a rubber, and I looked at her vagina. It looked like somebody took a pussy, stuck their fist in, grabbed everything, and pulled it like it was out, a pussy that was inside out. I was like, oh my God. I wanted to, do you need help? Like, this is not right. I've seen a lot of vaginas, and this is, something's wrong. Like, something's on the outside that shouldn't be on the outside. Mm. That's how fucked up it was.
Did you do it?
Did you help her?
I put it in. I did, because I was fucking nervous and I'm a people pleaser. You know what I mean? But I stopped because it was just nothing. It was nothing I've ever felt before. It was so fucking stupid and gross, and I was done. And then it was my room, which fucking, I just was so annoyed that my dirty, deviant stupidness. Now I'm looking on the ottoman, there's like a puddle, like somebody cut their fucking face shaving. Like, there was a puddle of blood on my ottoman. I'm like, dude, clean that up. He's like, nah, mom, you clean that up shit, man. I have the maid. I'm like, I'm not making a maid clean up fucking AIDS blood. It was a fucking nightmare. And then this story fucks up. We're on the balcony.
This is where it gets weird.
This is where it gets weird. This bitch was a clown. So, no.
Smells like a juke joint.
She was a flight attendant for a major airline, and then there was a bachelor party next door.
Like, you won't mention the airline.
She
or the name of the comic.
We were on the balcony, and I was sitting out there like, what the fuck just happened? The other comic comes out, and he's like, yo, money, what's up? And then she comes out, naked. And the bachelor party was right next door, and they saw her, and she was like, hey. And then we were like, yeah, why don't you go over there? And she just went over there with them. I've never seen her again.
She doesn't call.
I don't know if she's alive.
Does she follow you on Twitter?
No, she doesn't follow me on Twitter. I still wait to go on the airline and see her face, though, to see her be like, you. I was fucking captive for fucking 3 weeks.
Did she have a nice butthole at least?
I was on top of a hotel for 38 hours, sunburned.
How did the rest of her look?
She was beautiful, man. If you saw, I mean, she was a really pretty girl.
Sometimes you gotta let a human being be a human being.
Dude, her
vagina
got hurt, like ruined it. Like she had to do Kegels or something after that. His dick was massive. I've never seen something happen to a vagina like that. It was just nuts.
You think he did that to her?
Blowy?
The blowjob was great, but he was sweating, and his head kept getting near my head, and he had white stuff in the corner of his mouth.
But hold on.
And it was making me fucking puke.
But at any point,
yes, sir.
Did you hear her say, ouch?
Yes! Fuck yes! Oh, my God, yes.
Or stop. How about
that's
stop?
That's why she kept stop. She kept, no, she didn't say stop. No. But she kept not blowing me because she was like, and I was like, oh, are you okay? Like, I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to tug up. I have my period. Okay, let's not do it. I'm not going to tug your fucking OB out of your snatch like a fucking.
Do you never sleep with people?
That's not hurting them.
No, that doesn't hurt.
Fucking, you know? I don't know. I don't like blood. I don't.
Really?
I'm not a fan of bloody vagina. No. You like bloody vagina?
I don't like.
He doesn't,
you don't seek it out.
I don't mind it. Yeah, I'm not going to like. Yeah,
you
yeah, for sure.
Back page it.
It doesn't bother me.
Blood vag.
Look, you got to be bonded with that person. That's what it is. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
To be like, the person you're into. Like, I'm not going to go down into anybody's ass, but my girlfriend's ass. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know
I'll
mean?
Eat it's an like, ass.
Just random ass. Not random.
I've eaten random ass. Yes, absolutely. That's what that used to be one of my things I like doing, because I know girls, the girls I used to date in Boston never got their ass eaten.
You
know what I mean?
Why?
The guys they were with were just fucking those stereotypical Italian
non-ass eating,
Boston. I'm a fucking eating an ass. She shits from there. You call the fuck? Are you out of your mind, kid? I'm not eating ass. That's fucking poo. I get my Dunkin' Donuts, I got a blowjob, I'll fucking eat some pussy, that's it, dude. But yeah, I used to love eating ass. I don't mind eating ass. I used to love to get my ass eaten.
You gotta be careful with random ass.
Random ass, why?
Because you don't know that person, you know?
Yeah,
you know
I
what they had for lunch?
I know what you're talking about. I got a couple of sweaties.
Hepatitis issue.
I got a couple of fucking, just a kidney bean skin.
You gotta have some chia seeds before that happens.
Oh, boy. Oh, I told you I ate a girl's ass, and I had toilet paper. I was chewing gum, eating her pussy and ass, and then I got a hunk of toilet paper in my mouth.
Oh, man.
And I panicked, and I spit the gum out and swallowed the toilet paper. And I was like, oh, God. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing.
It's like a trichomoniasis.
What is that?
Some weird STD that comes from toilet paper.
Wow. You really wanted nobody to laugh at that joke.
I know,
joke.
I just Googled it.
Boy. He Googles everything.
It's not a joke. I mean,
you really are a hypochondriac.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, my God.
What are the symptoms of that?
I have no idea. I just learned about it.
Like, brown lips.
Brown lips.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to peel off. What, do you have health insurance?
No.
Oh, of course you not. Can I
look at this guy?
Can I tell you something real quick?
Of course not.
What I when I didn't have.
Hey, remember when you were like, "Do you have health insurance?" To him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you have.
No, of course not.
But if you can, in New York City, they have these amazing clinics. You just go in. They had a Chelsea Clinic on 55th Street. It went where I lived in Hell's Kitchen. You go in with a pay stub from a comedy club, like one of the clubs, you know, they send you the W-2 at the end of the year. You come in with that, which is going to say, what, $1,000 because you're getting paid whatever from the comedy clubs in New York?
Sure.
I went in with one from the Cellar. $25 a visit, free prescriptions. And they did ear... they did everything. Eye, ear, nose, mouth, flu, whatever the fuck you got. They did your physical, my physicals every year. Anytime I was sick, I walked up there. Granted... Some days you had to wait in line a little bit.
Yeah, whole day, right?
No. It's not like the movies. It's not 1978. They have a bunch of them. Find a clinic in your neighborhood. Bring your pay stub in, and it's based on what you make a year. And because you're a comic, you can show that shitty fucking club money.
What's the sit in the waiting room all day movie?
What's that? I would do Conan the Barbarian, and then I would just listen to the soundtrack to Conan.
Sluts.
Dun, 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 dun. No, I'm telling you, man. I, me and my wife both did that for years before I got.
Yeah, I
got to
do something. I used to be a bicycle messenger when I was like 22, and my mom freaked out, so she got me like catastrophic insurance because she was just nervous that I was going to get hit by a bus and something awful was going
to
happen.
She figured she wants to make some cash out of that if that's going to happen, right?
Well, how's she going to make...
That's life insurance.
Yeah, no. It's just...
Catastrophic. It's like, you get killed, she gets
no,
money,
no,
right?
It's just... There's like... The deductible's like $10,000. So if I got to go... If
it's
I'm a paraplegic...
hospital coverage only.
Yeah, yeah. So like that kind of shit I'm covered. But just if I want to go get a trichomoniasis test, I got to come out of pocket for that.
Trichomoniasis.
That's the ass-eating disease.
Yeah, yeah, I was just...
Yeah.
You gotta gobble down toilet paper.
When you go
that.
Into the clinic and you say to the doctor that doesn't know what that is... Are you going to explain it to her?
I don't think there's a doctor that doesn't know what that is. Is it a free clinic?
Really?
Do you know that if you get an HIV test at this place in Chelsea, they give you a free Metro card when you leave?
Yeah, because AIDS ain't a thing no more.
No, you get a free Metro card. That's kind of cool.
Taylor has 17 Metro cards from this week alone.
You really can't. Didn't they cure AIDS, right? They cured it.
I think it's done by now.
It's the new diabetes, right?
Yeah, they get the
that's
pills
what they say.
And all that shit.
In America.
Yeah.
In Africa, it kills you, I think. Or Haiti, somewhere else.
Does it really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
yes,
I
very
think,
much.
Yeah, I think, not on this podcast.
Oh, okay.
We're setting another tone.
That's cool.
Age is fine. Why not eat strangers' ass?
Yeah.
Dad, is it okay?
But no period sex.
Right. Why do you like period sex?
Like I said, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Care if there's blood on your dick.
No.
The thing is, if you're not having period sex, you're omitting so much time out of the month.
One week out of the month, I don't fuck. That's what you're.
That's a period. Yeah. You don't have. My wife doesn't have a period for a week.
For how
it's
long?
It's like four days.
Okay.
Yeah.
4 days.
So 4 days you don't have sex.
But what if you're just like, you're just jonesing for some lovemaking? Wait till Friday.
You find it. Everybody has an ass. You find it. You eat it.
I think. It wasn't that funny. But I get it, though. No, I just don't have sex. What, do you got to have sex? You have to? I've never been, I got to fuck you. I don't care if there's blood coming out of your hole. I'm going to fucking fuck you, and it's going to hurt because the blood makes it dry. And then, no. I've
no,
never
you,
been.
Actually, you have been that way. You followed that black dude into that fucking bloody pussy hole.
No,
he was just trying it out. Though, right?
I wasn't. No, but that was my addiction. That wasn't a fucking, that was like, wow, this is crazy, weird shit that's never going to happen again. That wasn't because I had to fuck that broad. I didn't. I put it in a couple times, and I was like, I'm done. I wasn't like, oh, let me do this. I didn't give a. It was the story. It was the weirdness of it. It was like, oh my God, this weird. Let this shit roll out. But I've never been like, I have to get laid. I have to fuck something, even if there's blood in it.
Start with red condoms.
What is that?
Ease into it.
No, that makes sense because then you don't see the blood.
Well, no, it's going to be all
see,
over
this
you.
Is,
do, you have,
like,
do you have, like, do you have like, a phobia?
I don't know.
Like a blood phobia?
No, I don't like blood. I'm not a fan of.
bleeding. I don't like blood during sex.
I don't think you need to have
sex.
A phobia.
No, but like some people have like serious aversions to, oh. You know what I mean?
I just don't like blood. I don't like blood coming out of the asshole. I don't like shit. I don't like blood.
You don't well, like
no,
blood.
Nobody oh, likes. I love that. Oh, no. You don't yeah, fuck see, bloody asshole?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You guys, whatever I say, you're going to fuck. Blah, 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 blah. I get it. But the fact is, I don't like bloody pussy.
I like
so
that.
So sue me.
I like that a red condom could trick you, but I didn't mean to talk to you no, like a two-year-old.
It says it's better. I get it. It would make sense.
No, here's one
it
time.
Makes, that makes sense.
One time, me and whoever I was sleeping with was using a red condom, and I totally forgot. And then when we were done, I was like, holy, oh, okay. It just took a second to click in.
Well, I just don't like, I don't like the, when you're fucking, I don't like what blood does to the vagina because it dries it up. You'll be banging and the blood, once it hits oxygen, it gets really dry.
Mm. Oh, I know what you mean, yeah.
It gets really dry and it's like, it starts to fucking hurt. I don't like that part of it. So fucking with blood is gross because, and it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good as regular pussy juice. I love a,
no, regular,
I love,
yeah.
Sue me. I love just a regular old pussy. I'm sorry. I love when God said you should fuck a pussy. That's what I like. All right, you guys want to go fuck when God said not to fuck because he even put blood in it. Hey, I don't want them touching it now.
What Bible verse is God saying that you need to eat asshole?
James versus
versus Goliath.
In Judaism, you make him sleep. You make the woman sleep with the cattle, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that, that's in the
what?
Bible.
Sleep with the cattle?
Sleep you guys
with
have the, to sleep? You have to fuck a cow?
When the woman is on her cycle, she sleeps with the beasts or something. That's like, isn't that a... that's like, I'm almost positive that's in Leviticus.
They're what? Not allowed to have sex when the woman's bleeding. And that's why they, supposedly why they separate men and women in the synagogues when you're more conservative. There is the thing of like, there's a sheet between you when you're having sex. But I think like some of that is myth, but probably some of
and
it is
and the woman's
got
to bathe in the mikveh after it's over.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. But that's really religious.
Yeah, that's like, no, I'm not talking about just like, you know,
yeah.
Jacob that you work with. I mean, I'm talking about like a
Jacob.
Like
what a great Jewish name.
You're talking about Yaakov.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Yitzi in not the gang.
Yitzi.
You're talking about Chaim.
Why, you don't mind blood?
I prefer it. You know what? Since you got me talking, I prefer blood. I put glass in there. I like shit fucked up. No,
you
I don't.
Put a pickle bottle in there and kick her in the twat.
I don't mind it. I'm trying to. I'm trying to think about the dried up stuff you were talking about. I find it slipperier.
No, it's not. It's slipperier inside, but when the blood works its way out, when blood hits air,
I keep it in.
It coagulates.
It coagulates. It dries up. That's what it's supposed to do. So you heal yourself.
Well, look at you guys last. Then good for you. I like.
So you like blood.
No, I don't. Not the way you're saying it to everybody.
So you're a vampire.
I don't mind.
You like bloody pussy.
That tampon.
He just needs to be invited.
You put razor blades on your dick. You made your dick like the knife in Seven.
And
you fuck pussies.
What's the movie where the woman's vagina is teeth? It has teeth in it?
Papillon.
I think it's called Teeth.
It's called Teeth?
Yeah.
Is it really a movie?
It's a documentary.
I couldn't even watch it.
There's an anti-rape device that they make where women can put in their vaginas, and when you stick your dick in, it like closes
clamps
in.
Clamps on it?
Yeah, clamps on it with like little spikes. That's a real thing.
Oh, that's good. You want the guy clamped to you until the cops show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you leave? Stupid. Or can you like leave?
I got you now, you motherfucker.
Not unless you want to cut your dick to shreds.
Oh, so man. You have to stay inside.
Yeah. Until she gets the key.
So he can just bat. He can just
maybe
bash
you pull it
face.
Out and it's a trap. I don't know exactly.
So he
how
can
it
just
works.
Beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, he just
can and will.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
Why
be
not?
Angry.
I'm going to jail anyway.
I think the idea is just discouragement, though, or what do you call it? Like
you just
to
wear
a prevention.
How do you know? Does she have like a fucking like an alarm?
It's like an ADT.
You wear a hat. You have a hat.
Like an eight and what are those alarm?
ADT.
ADT patch on her pussy.
Protected by alarm me on her stomach.
Protected by Viper. Stand back.
No, she has a button.
Warning.
That says, I
Warning.
Wish she would.
This pussy will latch onto your cock. That's
like
funny.
It's like a Chinese dick trap.
So you don't. I know you don't. You're a fucking freak.
What are you talking about? Blood?
You'll fuck with blood.
Well, only if it's a girl I'm like bonded to. You know
so,
what I mean?
So
like,
if you're banging a chick that you just met and she starts bleeding, you're out.
I don't see that happening. I would know.
You
know
don't
what I mean?
Know. Sometimes they don't tell you.
I'm not going to stop mid-fuck.
And I fucked a girl once. It was our second date. And we fucked in my roommate's bed, who was a queen, just the gayest of gay guys. But he had a TV in his room. I didn't. So we were watching TV. We wound up fucking. And then all of a sudden, it got really dry. And I was like, oh, shit, why is it so dry? I looked. There was blood everywhere. Everywhere.
I was like, she was like, oh my God, I didn't know. And I was like, oh, you know, motherfucker.
No, that could happen in the middle.
All right.
That could happen because I think, I also think that it helps, but it helps bring it down. She, like having women, sex
Women
helps.
Usually tell you, I'm on the rag.
No, 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 but she could have gotten it
right.
as
That's what I'm telling
sex.
Him.
Could have been a miscarriage. You know?
No, I wasn't, now that I like.
I look for a little hand. My gay roommate came up, oh, I just wanted him. We've been trying for so long, do you mind? We're gonna
resuscitate. It's like a little monkey's paw.
Oh boy. So you and you don't give a fuck.
No, I don't. I don't.
Chris,
care.
What about you?
Depends, honestly.
Oh shit! You nasty.
I get what you're saying. You nasty.
You don't think it's kind of insulting, like as a woman, like if you were with a guy and he's like, "Oh, that's I'm not into it," and you wouldn't be kind of like hurt by it, or like, "What a dick."
I think I would have been hurt by it, but I think that's if that's not your thing, then 4 days it's not your thing. I don't know. It sucks because it's, you know, it's a restriction, and why restrict?
Is it better sex? I've heard this. I don't know if it's a rumor that it's better women sex for women when they're on their period is better for them. It's more heightened. Is that a bullshit?
I mean, not in my experience, but really? Yeah.
I know this is weird, but some women are different from other women. Like some of them might feel that way.
Oh shit, you crazy!
Oh!
No, but I know you're going against everything I'm saying, just coming up with a fucking
No, but it's
you
true.
You fucking thin twat. Listen, I get what both of you fucking clown fucking assholes are
Woo!
Doing. But
our
here's the
show
deal.
Now. Yeah. Our show now.
Right, exactly. What I'm
blood,
saying is
blood.
I've heard that's general. Generally that women feel, that's what I'm saying, is that I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that a bunch of times, that when women have sex on the period, it's better for them, they enjoy it more. That's so that's something that I know.
I wonder,
that every
it could be maybe
different.
You're more sensitive also, maybe
you've never heard that.
I think it sounds,
you've heard that
maybe, you know what I mean,
it's, you don't like, have to back me up to protect me from,
I've heard that. No, I've heard it.
I could give
it.
A fuck about both of these
it
assholes.
Doesn't sound unfamiliar.
He doesn't follow me on Twitter,
there's
so
a lot
fuck
of,
him
there's a lot of urban legends about the vagina though.
No,
you know
but
what I mean,
I think that maybe
like girl,
like what?
Like I don't know.
Tight.
Like it's what?
No, I can hear, like, I can imagine a bunch of girls just, like, one girl says that
right.
in a group, right. and then they all go, like, that's totally true. I'm going to tell all my friends about it. And it's just based on nothing at all. It's just like they're trying to have a common thing. Right. And like bond into
no,
the, no,
no, not at all. No, because we, like, if we're going to talk about it, we really genuinely compare, and it gets pretty.
Well, they're much more complex than our situation.
Can you imagine?
Definitely.
Imagine the poor waiter at that brunch.
we should end on that joke. all right, listen, guys, we got to wrap this up. I got to get the fuck home. What time is it?
12.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, can I ask you a question? Will you ever come and do my podcast, New York
Dude,
City Crime
I would
Report?
Do, I would do you your show anytime you want to do it, as long as you do it here.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'll go. Where is it? Where do you do your
do
show?
It here. This is much nicer than our place.
Where, do you want to do it? You can do it here if you want. But
yeah, well,
I'll produce it too. If you want me to do it, I'll do all the shit.
Yeah, fine.
But I'll do your show anytime.
Creek
dude.
In the cave, absolutely. Man. Creek in the cave.
Whenever you want to do it, just let me know. When do you do it?
Wednesdays, 5:30.
Wednesdays at 5:30 is perfect for me.
All right, great. Right, and we'll book it.
That was no. You guys are in Queens.
It's both in Queens.
It's a weird thing because now I used to take the subway over a Cabot. Now I'm driving. Like I drove to them for the first time.
It's going
to
be the same distance.
It was so easy. I couldn't believe how fucking I was panicking.
Yeah,
I was fucking flipping out. But yeah, absolutely. Whenever you want, so
all
call
right.
me.
Cool.
And
we'll
it up.
Do.
Plug your podcast,
New York City Crime Report. It's a comedy podcast about crime in New York City. It's the only one of its kind. I mean, Bobcat Goldthwait did it, and we interview crime victims. We had Joe Lizzito, subway hero, on. You know, we talk about. You know, like the guy in Long Island who axe murdered his mother.
I fucking love your show, dude. Yeah. I love the concept of it. I mm-hmm. really do. I wish, and I'm excited for Rebecca and Cave Comedy Ravy that they got you.
Mm-hmm.
But I would fucking love your show on our network.
All right. Yeah.
But well, it's not happening.
Well, make me an offer, you know.
$3,000.
I'm here. That's it.
Really?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes. I would have done it for $30,000.
$30,000?
Bucks.
That joke was for Keith. Get it? I love that you laugh at when I do that. You can tell you guys used to be a couple. She's like, I get it. Anyways, what do you got, man? What's going on, Tyler?
February 12th. I have a new show with Joe Zimmerman and John Ozzolet. I don't know if you met them. Joe's been on your show.
I like Joe. Yeah, he came on. He got fucked up with Gary.
Yeah, he told me about that. We live together. Oh, we God. Have a show.
I like Joe a lot. I want him back on. You should bring him on.
He's on the road, but I'll tell him.
He came on. He sat here first time, and he said something that triggered Gullman off. And then Gullman, Gullman's the best. But Gullman, you know, when someone says something, it's like, what the fuck does that mean? And he was just trying to be funny, and it was weird for your first time on the show. But yeah,
February 12th at Over the Eight, hot crowd with Joe Zimmerman, John Azalea, and me, and a bunch of really amazing comics.
That's great.
And follow me on Twitter. Taylor Ketchum.
No.
That's it. Yeah.
Look, follow him if you want to follow him, if you want to be friends with him.
I follow back, I promise.
I don't follow back. If you're a friend of mine in the business, I follow back, but whatever. What do you guys get going on? Besides your amazing fucking hit show that you don't even need to do this show. I don't know why you guys can. Why you even guys said yes to this?
Because you're our friend.
Well, I think she said yes.
We love this
and I
show.
I thank you.
And I
guarantee you were bitching. After your show, have to go?
We're at keithandthegirl.com. We're on iTunes under Keith and the Girl. We have a marathon coming up where we're going at least 30 hours. We've done like 76 hours. We'll see how long we go this time. March 1st it starts. But go to keithandthegirl.com. We're a comedy talk show. We've been going for almost 9 years.
The original. One of the originals, I would say, especially on the East Coast. You guys kind of set the tone for what the hell is happening now. So if you guys, 5 days a week.
Yep.
And that's, you know,
at least an hour.
At least an hour every day. And they're fucking hilarious, funny, interesting. And really good people. So make sure you go check out Keith and the Girl. If you're a fan of this show or the network, you're going to be a fan of them. So go check them out at keithandthegirl.com. And we got Chris Scopo. Do you have anything?
Just my Twitter, at Chris Scopo.
Oh, he's so fucking... What is it?
Chris Scopo.
Make sure you follow Chris Scopo on Twitter.
He follows back.
Will you follow people back?
No. If I like you.
I would
depends
not.
If I like you.
It's pretty cocky for a fucking guy with 200 people on his fucking...
No, I'm not going to follow some random
dude. Dude, you don't fucking say it over the air. You say that to yourself in your head. All right?
Of course, I'll follow you.
All right, there you go. Follow him on Twitter, and you can go see me where?
The new mouse. Hold on. It's fucked up.
Go see him in the new mouse.
He got a new mouse for his computer.
13th, 14th, and 15th. You're at the Improv in Atlanta, Georgia. That's your makeup show. 21st, 22nd, the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island with fucking real-ass dude Luis Gomez.
You knew this was coming.
March 6th, you're going to be at the Revel Resort Casino in Atlantic City.
Oh, I love that place. I love that. You go in, it's a brand new casino in Atlantic City. All the rooms are fucking brand new. The showroom is like old Vegas. But you go in and you do 45 minutes. Because in casinos, go on, get the fuck off.
Right.
It's such a great gig. And it's always
packed. Do you gamble?
No, I don't gamble. No way you're getting you. Yeah, I gamble like 25 cent slot machine, Wheel of Fortune. I get one spin, wheel, and then I'm out. I win or lose, I'm done. I'm just happy I got the little. That's all I want is wheel of. 25 cents, I'm out. So, yeah, I love that gig. Keep going.
The 7th, the next night, you'll be at the Bushnell Theater in Hartford, Connecticut. 28th and 29th of March, you'll be at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
And then the big one.
And then April 18th, Bobby Kelly's coming back home to the Wilbur Theater, kid, in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, get your tickets now for that. They've been on pre-sale for a while, so... make sure you get your tickets now before the place packs up and sells out. Make sure you guys go. You guys have heard of Hulu.com?
Of course.
Love it.
It's a great
service.
That's
how I watch TV.
Well, now they got HuluPlus.com.
I have that, seriously.
Which is amazing because you can watch shows anytime, anywhere. On your iPad, your iPhone, your computer, your TV, your Apple TV. With Hulu Plus, you get to watch thousands of hit movies and shows right in your living room or on the go. With Hulu Plus, you can also watch your favorite shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandal. Do you guys watch Shark Tank?
No. I know of it.
I watch Bob's Burgers and Family Guy and Community.
Community's on there.
All on Hulu
Lost,
Plus.
Law and Order, Doctor Who, the new one, which I like. And they also have new original content, which I love that they're doing, because they're actually like a network now, right, where they're coming up shows. It's more opportunities for people, creative people, to write stuff or act in stuff and get hired, which I love. And
I my New Year's resolution was to try to do a little bit of yoga every day. The 10-minute yoga thing on Hulu Plus, I do it every morning.
It's fucking crazy.
It's great.
And you can do it on your phone in a hotel room.
Totally.
You can do it right on your iPad. Yeah. They got Hulu's originals like The Wrong Man and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries, which is pretty cool. I watched a couple episodes. Behind the Mask, and it takes you inside the world of sports mascots, which is weird.
I saw some of that.
It's weird, right?
Oh,
it's kinda
cool. Are so intense, some of them.
I almost fought one. I almost got in a fight with the tarpin. The
really?
Turtle from Maryland.
They take
Maryland.
That shit so seriously.
Yeah, I was fucking about to fight him, and I was looking for the mesh in his mouth to see where his face was, because when I punched, I didn't want to punch like air. I wanted to make sure that, we almost fought on Torgasm. I almost beat the fuck out of a tarp. And I'm glad I didn't hit this guy, because he was fucking huge. He was a big motherfucking boy. Right. He was like a gymnast. So you know he could have just taken me out.
Usually when you see a mascot and a regular guy, you go, no, they're fighting. Must be the mascot's fault.
Because they're assholes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was with you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm saying it's probably your fault.
Oh, yeah. It was my fault.
Leave the mascot alone.
It wasn't the mascot.
I don't know. You got to watch the show because they are such special people. They're like so intense.
I'll tell you what it was. It was a setup. They were telling me that there was a joke. They were playing on Torgasm. Yeah. It was on Torgasm.
Right.
They were telling me that he's going to be on stage while I'm doing my thing, just kind of shaking hands. And I'm like, no, this is not happening. I'm like, no, it's kind of in the contract. I go, I'm not having a fucking turtle. And I got all bossing. There's not going to be a fucking turtle on stage while I'm fucking. This is what I do. I'm a fucking stand up. I'm a fucking grown man and there's no turtles. And then he came on the bus. And I'm like, dude, give us a second. And he goes, no. He had the whole thing on. Right. Just let me, I go, get the fuck out of here. And he kept coming up. I go, dead, I'm gonna fucking knock you the fuck out. Get the fuck off the bus. And he's like, let me just tell you. And I'm like, shut the fuck. And then everybody started laughing. I'm like, fuck you. And he took the thing off. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't hit that fucking turtle. But check this out. Hulu Plus, you can also get all kinds of collections, ad-free movies, kid stuff. For only $7.99 a month, you can catch up on current shows, binge watch, which is the new thing, binge watch on old favorites, great movies, stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want. Right now, for Hulu Plus, you can try it free for 2 weeks if you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. You got to go to HuluPlus.com/dude, and that's a special offer for our listeners only. And I know there's a bunch of fucking put the slash in or put dude in, but listen, just do it. Go get 2 free weeks, even if you don't want it. Who gives a shit? You're helping out the show, you're getting something for free, and you're helping the economy move forward. So you're helping America. You're being a patriot by doing this.
I think I saw this on the State of the Union.
Right, exactly. And make sure you go to HuluPlus.com/dude for your extended free trial. HuluPlus.com/dude. And here's another thing. I want you to go to Reddit at the... What is this? What the fuck is this?
I just said Reddit at the end of the show.
Where's the thing? I need the link, dummy. How am I going to promote it without it?
You didn't... I'll find it.
You're going to blame me, right? You're going to excuse it?
No, I said
no,
I'll
you were about
it.
To excuse it. No. Tell me the excuse. I want to hear it.
You didn't give me the link.
Is that my job to give you the link? I told you at the beginning to get that and give it to me at the end of the show.
No, you just said tell me, remind me at the end of the show.
I see, that makes sense. So then it's not your fault, it's my fault. See how that works?
Well, that ended nice.
A lot of these shows end anticlimactic. Who was that, Pat?
I just said it ended nice.
Oh, all right, what is it? What is it? Oh, here it is right here. Go to reddit.com/r/YKWD. Jesus, could they put more slashes in there? There should be one slash. Anytime you do... Anyways, the guys at Reddit put this up for us. It's a nice, cool message board. It's, again, it is reddit.com/r/YKWD. Go there and you can, you guys are into all that Reddit stuff. What is that again?
People on Reddit are used to the slash R.
Are they doing?
Yeah.
So they're used to
it.
All right, fuck it. Yeah. Thank you. See how fucking awesome you are. I'm going to follow you again, even though you don't follow me.
I will follow you.
I'm going back to follow. You don't even have to.
I'm going to tweet at you so hard, you're going to be sick of me.
Oh, that's going to suck.
Robert,
yes.
May I follow you? Please.
Bobby. Yeah.
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
I would like to follow you back again.
I appreciate that.
Because I was enjoying your rant.
Thank you.
I enjoy your rants, and now that I know you...
Lick each other's buttholes, now it's time.
Keep going. I like it. Let's sing that. Lick each other's buttholes, now it's time. I'll give you a quarter. I'll give you a dime. I'll eat your pussy, even though it's blood. I'll fuck your wife because you're my bud. You know what, dude? You guys are the best. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.